Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Into the world of News Talk Radio. This is our weekly get-together, sort of a gab fest, if you will. Information, thoughts, opinions, what you need to know about the top 10 stories, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and articles galore. Some of your favorite talk radio hosts, news about what they're doing, and then, of course, the list of the top stories and the top people during the course of the week. I'm going to run through them, and then we can start where the majority of us would like to start, and there's three here, so two votes wins, Rich. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Chris McFadden will go through. All right, number 10, the usual sports talk radio stuff. That gets a lot of attention because the NFL is now in preseason, I suppose, and the baseball season coming to an end. Looks like the Red Sox are once again going to be the champions. Let's hear it for the good guys.
Interesting
discussion this week, though, Richie, about all of the games that are going to be played next year off American soil.
Yeah, they have the Red Sox and the Yankees going to be playing in London for two games.
There's Mexico and Tokyo also going to be the set of preseason games.
Likewise, apparently the Europeans are going to be bringing soccer over to here. Mm-hmm. So everybody's trying to
soccer,
get everybody
else. Soccer, I didn't
else.
Even like her.
Yeah, I know. To like their sports. They're trying to make billion-dollar franchises into multi-billion-dollar franchises. Yeah. But
American football sells out when they play at Wembley Stadium in London.
Yeah.
They love it. They absolutely love it. It's just it's so novel to them.
Well, and think about it this way. With all of the concussion talk and all of the problems we've had over the past decade with personalities, creating bad stories and bad publicity, they need to grow outside of our borders to be able to keep this going.
100%, yep.
All right, now, let me go through the list, and then we'll comment, we'll go back to it. So I stopped there, and I probably shouldn't have, but I was thinking about all of the info with regard to baseball starting early next year and where and that sort of thing, kind of fun. Number 9, a focus on air quality as a result of the Western wildfires. Number 8, Microsoft and Russia at each other in the hacking department with allegations back and forth. Duncan Hunter from California indicted for misusing campaign funds. And, of course, I shouldn't say of course because you don't know this. You may not even know who Duncan Hunter is. I actually have quite liked him over the years. He threw his wife right under the bus. She's in charge. It's her fault. Good. That's what I like. He's a good stand-up guy. All right, that's number 7. Number 6. You're going to have to, Richie, we'll defer to Victoria on how to pronounce. Asia.
It looks like Asia, but it's Asia. Yeah.
Well, that's because she's
Italian.
She wants to change it. Anyway, Asia Argento.
No, she's not affected. She's Italian. It's an Italian name.
Italians could be affected, you know.
That's true.
Italians are affected. Right. Asia Argento, who was the one who accused in the first round of stuff against, what's his face?
Weinstein,
I was going to say Wiseman. He hasn't turned the tables, but apparently she sexually assaulted somebody. At least that.
How sure are you that he hasn't turned the tables? How sure are you that he's not paying people to dig up dirt on his accusers?
Well, it could be. It wouldn't be beyond reality with him.
It's old school tactics.
Yeah, right. Number five, the Pope and the sexual abuse stuff. My God, is this the ever end? I do want to talk about that. Number four, Trump, South Africa investigation. I must admit to you, I haven't the slightest idea what that's about. Anybody here know anything about that?
Zero clue.
Nothing.
I don't
Zero.
Know. Yeah. All I know is Melania is going to Africa, but that's the only connection with Trump and Africa that I know of.
I pride myself, and this isn't a shot at talkers. I pride myself with knowing pretty much what's going on here, there, and everywhere, because we talk about it during the course of the week on the DJV show, and I'm in that sort of normally, naturally curious guy anyway. But, man, I don't know from nothing about that. We'll figure it out.
Here are the three headlines I've got. Here's the story behind the tweet, the Trump tweet on South Africa and why it sparked outrage. Trump tweet on South African land overhaul draws government ire, Wall Street Journal. And Trump goes full white supremacy with South Africa tweet. Does he want a race war?
Guess
where that comes from. Still
what was the tweet? What's the actual tweet itself that he's...
He did. I did see something about him in Africa, and a lot of people are cringing about that.
I have asked Secretary of State, Secretary Pompeo, to closely study the South Africa land and farm seizure and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
South African government is now seizing land from white farmers. At Tucker Carlson at Fox News.
Well, remember, now I understand a little bit more about it. Remember the Afrikaners and what happened before Mandela came back and there was a revolution that changed a lot of land ownership. The white minority had been ruling for a long time. And because Trump is not actually focused that much, now what's gone on is in the last year or so, some of the African nations, South Africa, more specifically, has turned the tides, and a lot of land has been usurped by the government and given to black people that formerly belonged to white Afrikaners.
You ready for the response from South African government?
Help yourself, Richie.
South Africa totally rejects this narrow perception which only seeks to divide our nation and reminds us of our colonial past. Hashtag real Donald Trump. Hashtag presidency ZA.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, and I'm looking into this too, it's apparently this dates back to the 1913 Native Lands Act, which was a law that banned Africans, who were the majority of the population, from acquiring agricultural land beyond a few reserves that was basically
roughly a tenth of the
land.
This was part of the British Empire.
Yeah.
And they made sure that the whites that were there, and not only in South Africa, but more obvious because there are more blacks there, but any place, the Aborigines got gutted literally and figuratively when the British took over Australia. It's not a pretty picture of history when it comes to the Brits and the land that they conquered around the globe.
So basically, what would South Africa
look like without the British being there to industrialize it and build it up.
No, I think it's a two-way street, Richie. No question.
Yeah, I mean, there's
got to
be some fair, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
right.
I mean, you know, South Africa would look like Namibia.
Yeah, it would look like Rhodesia or Zaire or, you know, those places. Yeah.
Well, apparently this is an issue right now because they have an election on the horizon, and so they said the ANC, which I'm guessing is the national party, is pushing for a new plan to accelerate this redistribution of the land, and they're pushing for the ability to expropriate some land seized by white South Africans during apartheid. So I don't understand, A, why is Trump even tweeting about this? And B, what the heck has Jeff Sessions got to do with this? And what's he going to do looking into it? What does that even mean?
Pompeo.
But, like, what is that even?
Secretary of
State.
How is this
any of our business?
It's not really.
It's not at all. It's, yeah, it's no, not at
all. We've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Right.
So
speaking of Sessions, the Trumpster and Sessions have been back and forth at each other. How do you have this kind of relationship with your boss? Trump's taking shots at Sessions. Does he not dare fire him before the midterm election? And if that's the case,
Sessions
why?
Sessions has a little bit of a cocoon of support in the Senate that's kind of protected him in yeah. Lindsey Graham and Grassley, I think.
Yeah.
And that seems to be eroding.
Right.
And now that all of the heat is coming
well, Graham
down.
Graham said this week that he told a bunch of reporters that Trump will fire Graham right after the election. I mean, fire a session.
That's
I'm surprised Sessions didn't just resign. It's obviously it's not working out, and he's being just ridiculed constantly. Yeah. Whether it's, you know, Trump, every, you know, I don't know how.
I see a book coming out of this.
I think he's a man on a mission. He figures as long as he can get his mission accomplished, he's there.
Right. Mission accomplished. Dun, 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 dun. 15 after the hour.
I agree.
Let's take a rest for a moment, literally and figuratively, as we think about the best sheets you've ever slept on, the best mattress you've ever slept on, the best pillows you've ever slept on.
Ding.
Are they all from MyPillow? If they are not, then you're probably missing out, because they have put together a fabulous array of things. Obviously, the company is built on their pillows, i.e., it's called MyPillow. Mike Lindell, who put the idea together many years, let's see, it was about 15 years ago, he was not getting a good night's rest. He was an engineer working for some company, and he just put together his own pillow. And then he talked to his friends and neighbors about it. He said, you wouldn't believe what I did. I made my own pillow. And they said, well, make one for me. And then it's grown from there to his garage, to his basement, to a little self-contained little warehouse. And now it's a huge factory, one of the biggest employers in the Minneapolis area, 1,500 people around the clock making pillows. And then they've added sheets. They've added a lot of different things, mattresses, pet beds. You name it, they've got it. When it comes to sleep, they're the ones with all the accessories and all of the root things that you can use to make your night a fabulous one. So take advantage of the fact that if you use the code DJV at MyPillow.com, you can start with a four-pack of pillows at 50% off. Get pretty much the same bargains with everything, but you've got to have that code DJV to get in on the bargains. Whether you're buying a pet bed, sheets, mattresses, whatever it is, the pillow is the thing to start. If you're sending a student off to college, get them some MyPillows to take to the dormitory. All at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillows and bed supplies. Use promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
All right, so let's see the other items we've gotten through. Most of them just quick references. We'll go back to some of these things in the top 10, the story department, go through the people. Molly Tibbetts is a sad case. I don't know what there is to say about this at this point. Killed by this. The thing I'm not still quite sure about, Victoria, is whether he's legal or illegal. Seems
yeah.
he's legal.
Oh, he's illegal.
Oh, well, Victoria thinks he's
there's
legal.
No doubt.
There is doubt.
No, there is doubt. There's
we'll talk about
violence,
that.
Yeah.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Go, Richie. Go, Victoria. Go, Doug. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, Rich McFadden, other people on vacation, but not us. Not me. I'm here ready, willing, and able to go, go, go. All right, so let's go back to the Molly Tibbetts thing, because we seem to have some disagreement on reality.
Yes, tell me.
Molly Tibbetts is number three. She was murdered by this immigrant. Now he looks to be legal. At first it was thought that he was illegal, but the farm seems to have a problem. I don't know. Victoria, you followed this as close as anybody this week. You want to put the pieces together?
Well, initially what happened was this was... he was reported to be an illegal alien working on a dairy farm.
The only illegal alien I know of that I want to send back is Justin Bieber.
Send him back to Canada. Yeah. And so this Christian Rivera, that's his name, so he worked on this dairy farm for, I think, about 4 years. Initially, the farm, which has ties to, I forget the name now, Craig Lane.
Leadership in
name.
Iowa, yeah.
Right.
Iowa politics and farm politics, yeah.
And right, and in agricultural politics and stuff like that. So they initially said that they used the E-Verify system to verify that he was had his working papers and that he was allowed to be in this country. Well, it turns out that they didn't use the E-Verify system. They admitted that. Tuesday night, they said they used it. Wednesday morning, they said, oh, well, actually, we didn't. And so, but that kind of becomes
a moot point.
Not sure
they said it quite that way. I think they were cowering when they said it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they got busted, basically. People looked them up, and they had no affiliation with the E-Verify system. And so everyone kind of realized, well, you obviously lied about it. But it becomes kind of a moot point because Christian Rivera's lawyer has actually said that he is here legally. And so, and they now want this whole illegal immigrant debate to stop because they're worried about him finding a jury that isn't going to be tainted.
So what if he's, I mean, illegal, in terms of illegality, so
murder's
people are
murder.
Illegally, oftentimes they send them back, they deport them. In this case, this guy needs to be put away.
Right, but it did obviously spark a national conversation about immigration. And so Molly Tibbetts' family has said they don't want this to be about immigration. This is about their daughter's murder, which makes sense. And they don't want the issue to get kind of lost, the actual crime. They don't want that to be lost in the
shuffle.
So
do we have proof that he's legal, or is it just his lawyer is saying he's legal?
No, his lawyer filed paperwork, and I guess has proved, from the last thing I saw, has proved that his ID is real and that he is here legally. So he asked the judge for a gag order on I think it was Wednesday afternoon was the latest thing that I've seen about it. So whatever. Either way, it's still a murder is a murder, you know. And
No.
It's still just such a bizarre case.
Either way, we need
to
know whether the guy was here legally or illegally. And if he was here legally, did he have a record? Should something have been caught?
He had no record.
And if he's here
at all.
And if he's here illegally, and if he's here legally, is there anything that we should have known about him? And if he's here illegally, how did he get in?
Right. And so, but he has no record, and everyone who was interviewed on the farm, he continued to work on the farm 35 days after he murdered her. So they said that everyone on the farm, including the farm owner, said that they never saw anything other than him being his usual diligent, hardworking self.
So he's a good guy.
They had no issue with him. The other farm workers had no issues with him. There really seems to have not been any red flags that we know of. Usually by now, we know about the red flags, and nothing has come out.
I'm not sure that you do. I think some people are good at hiding who they really
are. Right, yeah, what are we trying to say?
Is that
the murderer is a good guy?
No.
I'm just saying there were no red flags. That's what the colleagues have said. That's what the owners of the farm said, that they never saw any change in his behavior.
See, Richie, go ahead.
Reserving judgment here.
I'm saying
the right to go a couple more days and see how this plays out.
If he is illegal, the farm needs to be held accountable as well as him. They are responsible in part for this. 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know what Calitrin is? It's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss. If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, My Pillows. Get My Pillows, the best sleep. I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of My Pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have a really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want so they have a good night's rest. Now, you can get the My Pillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. 4 My Pillows, two premium, two go-anywhere at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50% off on the four-pack.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Real people, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trying every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood-look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. The charts for the week of August 20th to the 24th on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, to go through and comment on the charts, the work of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the folks there listen to a lot of talk radio programs on stations that are well known around the country, big hosts, big ideas, that sort of thing. And they come up with the news talk overview. Okay, so the whole business, Richie gets upset with me because I squeeze a lot of other stuff in, and by the time we're done, we never have time to talk about the top of the heap, because I think it just gets so distorted. I think, Victoria, this week we were talking on the DJV program about the news media. I made a comment that... And people listening to talk radio kind of get this, although a lot of younger people don't, remembering the controversy that came up on the Rush Limbaugh program about Sandra Fluke and what he said about her and how that created this huge, huge boycott of news talk radio, issue-oriented political talk radio, however you want to refer to it. in terms of advertising. So I drew a comparison, Richie, see what you think of this,
all right,
between Limbaugh and the advocacy groups that went after him, and today's reality of the news media being so slanted, so biased, is hardly an objective, and I think more of it, there's not objectivity on either side, but the fact that news has become an either-sided thing,
right?
So it's not really the news at all. So when you get to the people on the left who run most of the national news organizations and their bias toward not just Trump, but people who are right-of-center thinkers, why is there a boycott of them? Why is it that the boycott is focused only on the right and not on the left? And I'm a middle-of-the-roader, so this is an observation from a broadcaster who's been on the air for decades observing this thing getting worse and worse and worse, to the point now where I see the ultimate unbelievable hypocrisy in this. And I don't know where the right-wingers are. They should be out there banging the drum. If the people on the left are better organized and they get a shutdown of Trump and Hannity and ultimately all of us who do talk radio.
Right, look what they've done to Fox News in the past, I don't know, five to 7 years. You got
right. So why is there not somebody doing the same thing for MSNBC? What's the problem here? Why is it that the left is more organized at shutting down opposition than the right is?
They are better at playing the victim. And it's a victim mentality, and you're picking on this group, that group, or the other group, and you're a racist or a bigot if you say anything about us or the stories that we report on. And it's brilliant. It works for them. Whereas they can say Bill O'Reilly is a sexist, Roger Ailes is a sexist.
Well,
they are.
But they are able to go in there and make changes at Fox News or... So it's the way that the PR machine works, and they're better at it. And you're right. The CNN is absolutely off the hook. They are out of control.
Off the reservation.
This week, they are nonstop on this Cohen and Manafort thing. And I never, ever, and that's fine. Okay, report on it because it's news, right? But nobody ever says, I was listening to the local news station with, what's-his-face from Meet the Press on this morning, and nobody talks about how any of this, what they found this week, is connected to the Russia collusion investigation. Nobody. All they're talking about is Cohen and Manafort, who were tax dodges and tax cheats.
It's all scripted, Richie.
How does this have anything to do with Russia and the original investigation?
Right, but we all kind of knew. Well, this actually
isn't. Because there's nothing to the investigation, so they got to come up with something else.
Well, but this was. But to be fair, and let's be factual, though, this was handed over.
Right.
Well, this is a fact, Rich. When Mueller doing the investigation, when he came across all this stuff, there is no Russian stuff that's connected, which is why it was handed over to local authorities in New York. It was handed over. That's why there is no connection between Cohen and Manafort and Russia. That's why we're not hearing about it, because there isn't any.
Right.
But they still are guilty of all these other crimes.
This is where we are. From Al Capone to Bill Clinton to Donald Trump, it's always, we can't prove what we accuse you of, but we're going to find something on you.
But
Trump is a genius this week for saying, you know what?
So you're saying they found stuff that they shouldn't have moved forward with it? Is that what you're saying? That they found these guys are guilty of these crimes and they should have just ignored it because it wasn't connected to Russia?
No, I'm saying...
That's kind of what it sounds
like
you're saying.
This is the way our government has become. Is we know we will not be able to prove what we think you're doing, but you know what? We'll find something, ding, and we did. And sure,
well, where there's
the guy's
smoke, there's fire. These are two really sleazy guys who were up to their eyeballs in illegal activity.
You're talking
about. Of course
about
you're
going to
find
something.
But
why is Mueller
Cohen
still out there then? What is he looking for?
Yeah, what's Mueller's job?
What's
Mueller's
he doing
job. It
all right, I can't find anything. All right, this guy's a tax cheat.
Yeah, but Rich,
and that guy got an illegal
one. I don't understand how you don't get
what
this,
What is he
Rich?
Still doing?
He is not connected to Manafort and Cohen anymore. He handed this off. He passed it on because
it was not part of his... No, but they're trying to get them to flip now. That's the whole thing. It's a domino effect. Okay, so we're going to find that you cheated about your wife. And what is this payments to women? Trump is a sleazebag. We all know that. He paid off some women so that they wouldn't come out. And,
well, the only thing
and,
that is anyone
what does that
really
have to do with anything?
Because if he used because he violated campaign law, first of all, which he's going to probably get slapped with a fine, and they're looking to see if he used campaign funding for it. He went on Fox and Friends yesterday and said it was his own money. It wasn't campaign money.
Yeah, he's got
so
plenty of money of his own.
That's really what they're looking for right now. There isn't anything else they're going to get from that. So, I don't know.
Let me just now you two have had a good conversation. I'm going to go one step further and get off of the Manafort Cohen.
Hold on, Doug. Just go ahead. But this just goes to show you are right. The news is focused on this, and there's no there.
Yeah, and so. To sort of one up on Cohen's
going to jail for 65 years. There's obviously something there. No one goes to jail for 65
years. Totally unrelated
to
what they initially wanted to investigate.
Right, but this is still the president's personal attorney, though. And so obviously that's not, if that was Obama's personal attorney, it would be news, too.
Well, you know, I get really tired of the Obama stuff.
I'm just saying,
if
you want to go back and forth with the left and the right,
that
who
is,
gets the coverage?
Right. That stuff, you know. The people on the right think they always have to go back to Obama and Obama this and Obama that.
No,
I'm not the president anymore.
Bill Clinton went through the same garbage that Trump is going through.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And it gets you nowhere. All it does is basically demonstrate the seedy side of
this
American
is the way
politics
works now,
and then
but this isn't
you wonder
unique
who's
to you,
running
to
the country.
U.S. This
well,
happens
it isn't,
in every
but
in every
on.
Country. It's the same
Are
thing.
Are we supposed
scandal
to be
a scandal?
Better, yeah, but it's all about the salaciousness of it and
right,
not running
that's why it's
the
scandal.
Government. Meanwhile,
JFK
we all suffer
was out
because
sleeping with everybody and their brother
sucks.
and paying everybody off.
But
and,
no one knew back then the media coverage.
Well, there wasn't
had
social media and there wasn't 24/7 media.
Right,
and all of the media knew. Everybody knew. They just didn't report it.
Well, there were a lot of people knew
now.
That FDR was faking it in the wheelchair part of the time he was in the White House. And he was a womanizer and big smoker and drinker, and that never got any attention at all. None. Zero.
So the difference is the 24/7 media and social media.
We live in the world of reality TV, and our the news is reality TV.
We do.
Everything is so.
Well, you don't even know
different.
What the news is anymore. That's the thing.
Yeah, what is news?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's all opinion and conversation.
It's facts now. It's not facts anymore. It's all that crap. Meanwhile, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on Mueller and his ego to try to justify his reality and his existence in the party circuit. And
that's
so,
brilliant.
What do we have? We have nothing to show for it.
What does this show for the IRS, okay? That we have to create this case around Russian collusion to find a couple of tax cheats that the IRS apparently was too incompetent to find on their own.
The IRS is a mess. It has been.
Of course it
it's
is.
Always, it's like the post office.
Flat tax, baby. Boom.
Yep. That's
Get rid
it.
Of it all.
On that. All right.
Write your check for 17%. It's over.
See you later. All right. It's 43 past the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. We'll get to Manafort and Cohen, or maybe we won't. We'll see whether we think.
Didn't we just do that?
I actually want to talk about the Pope and the church sex scandal, because I think that needs to get some much more light than it has had, frankly. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here on the review. First, I want to talk to you about your teeth and your smile. If you wore braces, I think we established during the week, Victoria, you wore braces. Richie, you wear
forever.
Braces when you were a kid?
I did. Yep.
Did you?
Long
yeah.
time.
Must be the only one here who didn't
5 years, those things
You're
attached
lucky.
To my... Oh, my God.
So what happens as you get older, after you've had those braces on, it affects your teeth, the color of your teeth, because you can't brush them. So there are stains and things that that stay there, even if you're trying to do all kinds of things to whiten up your teeth again. And so the perfect way for you, I want your attention focused, if you will, for a moment, on the perfect way to cleanse off some of those old stains that are on your teeth that not even your dentist can get off. And the way to do that is to use power swabs. Power swabs works in 5 minutes, no messy strips, none of that stuff you leave in your mouth for 30, 35 minutes and leaves a horrible aftertaste. Your gums are all messed up. Nope. This is power swabs. The swab is really what describes it. It's a little tube. You snap it open. and on the end of it is a Q-tip that has all this very interesting natural tooth detergent and whitening agent that'll start cleaning up your teeth in 5 minutes. Clean up your teeth. Just snap, swab, and smile. Coffee, tea, smoking, wine, all that stuff, and the braces, all will have their, they'll have met their match with power swabs. Remove the stains on your teeth, your caps, your veneers. Power swabs at 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it right here. Mention Doug Steffen or DJV, 50% off, 800-208-1797. I said, yes, you heard me right. I said you get 50% off the retail price, and you will. Plus, you'll get the best-looking teeth you've ever had. Shine them up, 800-208-1797 for power swabs. Tell them you heard about it here, and you get 50% off. 800-208-1797. Top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine, for this past week. Let's go through them one by one, starting at number 10. What's gone on in the world of sports, sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera. Preseason, people interested in football to a point. Number 9, the wildfires and air quality as a result of that in the western part of the country. Number 8, more hacking allegations with Microsoft in the focus and the Russians together. Number 7, the Representative Duncan and his wife, Margaret Hunter, in the focus, indicted on campaign finance irregularities. Azia Argedo sexual assault case is number 6. The church sexual assault and abuse scandal continuing number 5. Trump and South Africa number 4. The Molly Tibbetts murder case number 3. The Trump investigations into everything from soup to nuts and Manafort and Cohen going to jail. That's the number 1 story this week on the Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. According to the CDC, there are more than 7 million children in the United States who suffer from asthma.
Kids will describe it as feeling like they're breathing through a straw.
Dr. Martha Hartz, head of the Division of Pediatric Allergy and Immunology at the Mayo Clinic Children's Center, explains what happens.
It's recurrent bronchospasm. So it's inflammation inside the airways. What is going on in the airways is swelling of the lining of the airways and increased mucus production.
When it comes to treating asthma, Dr. Hart says
there are two types of medications we use for asthma. One we call the rescue medication or the symptom reliever. And we have people use that if they experience symptoms of cough, wheeze, or shortness of breath.
The other is an inhaled corticosteroid, which is used to prevent the onset of symptoms. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey guys, it's Victoria Kalen here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel so much better. I can't tell you how much more energy I have. Hey, it takes a lot to get up early in the morning. So, how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. And let's face it, our food was really different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we all feel so run down. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. Get ready to have more energy. I drink it every morning. It's not available in stores. You have to go to GetTheTea.com. And remember, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
On the people side of things, the official list from Talkers Magazine starts with a focus at number 10 on Mr. and Mrs. Hunter. Representative Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret. Number 9, Azia Argento and her claims of, she claimed Weinstein sexually assaulted her, but apparently she's been accused of sexually assaulting some younger man a number of years ago. Nancy Pelosi is at 8, Jeff Sessions 7, Molly Tibbetts number 6, Rudy Giuliani is at 5, Robert Mueller is at 4, Michael Cohen is 3, Paul Manafort is 2, and Donald Trump is at the top position again. The focus on all of these people and their connection. I mean, if you look at it, look at the connection. The top 5 are all connected, and 7 is.
You can make the argument that 10 is, well, all connected to Trump. So that's it. The people list from the folks at Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right. So Pope Francis has issued a letter to all Catholics condemning sexual abuse by priests and calling for those who perpetrate or cover up the crimes to be held accountable. A lot of allegations floating around this month in the Pittsburgh diocese, connections to priests and the Monsignors and the Archbishop and the whole diocese is rotten to the core as far as I can see. And these things continue. This is as bad as Boston. Been covered up forever and ever. Finally, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office is getting involved in the act. Clergy abuse, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boys abused by just this one priest. But how deep, again, does it go? We're asking the same questions that were asked after the Spotlight.
Do you think it's still happening, though? This is all decades old stuff. I think some of the stuff is still going on.
No, I think it's something that's still going on. And the Catholic Church, really, the Pope, I like. But apparently there's so much bureaucracy, he can't even cut through the mustard. Get rid of these people. Why are they still there? Why is there any question? Why are you hiding? That's the question for those of you who are Catholics.
Doug Steffen, do you think there should still be a Catholic Church?
Not like this, I don't. No, not at all.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich, for asking that penetrating question. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to think about what's been going on this week in the world of technology as Doug Steffen presents Victoria Keelan and her top five items from the world of technology and how they impact you. Starting at number five, we'll work our way to number one. The folks at Facebook versus the Housing and Urban Development Department. This ought to be a good one. What do we have here, Victoria?
This is two things you don't expect in the same sentence, right?
Right.
But federal regulators are alleging that Facebook's advertising tools allow landlords and real estate brokers to engage in housing discrimination. They allege that Facebook, through their algorithm and their targeted ads, it allows advertisers to exclude certain audiences based on if they're disabled, on their race, their religion, things like that. And so the government says that they're now trying to figure out if Facebook is if they're a content creator or if they're merely a transmitter of user content. And that's really the splitting of those hairs is really going to affect the outcome of this. So if they are content creators, then I believe they're on the hook for this. And if they're not, then they're just merely the messenger, and so they won't have any ramifications.
All right, number four on our list, a focus on Netflix.
Netflix has confirmed that they have begun testing a new ad experience. Hello, it's a commercial. Yeah. And a lot of people who have been who are testing this software out now, they're not liking it. Essentially, what happens is if you're binge watching a show, before it goes on to the next episode, it's now forcing you to sit through a trailer for a different Netflix show, and there's no way you can opt out of it. So a lot of people on Netflix have been taking to social media this week to let Netflix know that they are not happy with that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep.
All right, next up, Instagram.
Well, Instagram, back in April, they took a pretty strict action against a particular class of drug-related hashtags. So they started eliminating hashtag OxyContin, fentanyl, and opiates, and now they've taken it one step further. In the past, you could still find some of those posts. Now, even if you try to search any of those hashtags, everything has been removed. The reason that they did it is because the FDA said that social media platforms like Instagram are harboring dark web players and dealers. And these are not like kingpins. These are street-level dealers who are selling, OxyContin and fentanyl and all the opioids that, unfortunately, so many people are addicted to. So now Instagram doesn't want any part of that, and so they've really cracked down on it, which I think is great. So kids don't have access to that.
All right, number two.
The FDA has approved the first smartphone app for contraception. It's called Natural Cycles. And so what happens is every morning women use this digital thermometer that is attached to the app to take their basal, what do they call it, basal body temperature, which is a sign of ovulation. And so you're supposed to take your temperature every morning, log the data into the app, and then apparently the app will tell you, watch out on days that you're fertile if you're trying to not get pregnant, and if you are wanting to use it to get pregnant, then it'll tell you days to, get busy. So it's $79 a year, and it's another $10 a month to use the thermometer. A lot of women, this was a big story amongst women this week, a lot of women do not trust a smartphone app. A lot of doctors have come out saying, especially for younger women, if their menstrual cycles aren't really regular yet, that usually happens with age, that this could just really be a disaster. Sweden tested something similar to this, and they approved it, and there were something like 30-something unwanted pregnancies as a result of it, so this is not getting my endorsement, Natural Cycles.
Doesn't sound like
but
it.
Hey, if you want to use it to get pregnant, then go for it. It's expensive, but hey.
Yeah. All right, number one, very significant because it shows you, or you'll hear if you haven't heard this story, what a bunch of buzzards the Verizon people are.
Yeah, as wildfires raged in California this summer, one fire department's response was impeded by an unexpected problem, data throttling. Now, what that means is their data speeds were slowed down to the point that they couldn't even connect with each other while these fires are raging, and the Santa Clara Fire Department was trying to communicate, and they couldn't use their cell phones. None of the data was working. They called Verizon numerous times and said, hey, we've got unlimited data, we're paying for this, why are you throttling our speeds? Verizon wouldn't fix the problem until they upgraded to another more expensive package, and then the fire department was finally able to get speeds that were fast enough to help them communicate and figure out how to get to the fire effectively. This is exactly what we feared when net neutrality was repealed, and these are types of stories that we're going to be hearing a lot more of if states don't intervene and stop companies like Verizon and AT&T from doing this.
They really are a bunch of crumb bums. I'm going to tell you, they are the worst. Unfortunately, they have the best coverage, but they are dealing with cretins when you deal with that bunch. All right, 59 after, that's the overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live any place else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A shooting during a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida today left four people dead, including the shooter, from a self-inflicted wound. Jacksonville City Councilman Reggie Gaffney told WJXX, it's a sad day for the city.
My heart goes out to the victims and their family, and I will continue to pray for them. And this is not like Jacksonville. This is not like Jacksonville, so I'm sad for Jacksonville today also.
A week of remembrance planned to honor the late Senator John McCain. The Arizona Republican will lie in state in the Arizona State Capitol Wednesday with a funeral in Phoenix on Thursday. Then McCain's remains will be transported to Washington, D.C., where he'll lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda Friday, with the funeral Saturday at Washington National Cathedral.
President Trump, often at odds with the Arizona senator, tweeted out his respects shortly after news of McCain's death, saying, "My deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you." The 81-year-old died Saturday at his Arizona ranch after a year-long battle with brain cancer. Former President Barack Obama says he and McCain saw their own political battles as a privilege, something noble, an opportunity to serve as stewards of those high ideals at home and to advance them around the world. Former President George W. Bush called McCain a man of deep conviction, a patriot of the highest order, and a friend whom I'll deeply miss. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A light goes out on Broadway as prolific playwright Neil Simon died today at age 91. A number of his plays were turned into movies. One, The Odd Couple, became a hit TV sitcom. And in the world of baseball, Hawaii was a 3-0 winner over South Korea in the Little League World Series Championship this afternoon. It's the first shutout in a title game since 2002. News and analysis at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Pestfree.com, promo code RADIO20.
Overseas, the Palestinians are unhappy with the Trump administration.
U.S.-Palestinian tension has soared twice since President Trump said Israel will pay a high price for his largesse, and then it's the Palestinians' turn for good news. First came word that more than $200 million in aid is being redirected. The angry reaction by Palestinian leaders had not subsided when the administration announced the U.S. will no longer accept the United Nations definition of refugee and will cap the number of refugees it recognizes. The issue is a red line for the Palestinians. Response was angry and swift. The U.S. will no longer accept the UN version of refugee status as handed down through generations, a change credited to Jared Kushner. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
And you can check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Australia's new Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a peacemaking cabinet that does not punish his rivals in a bruising power struggle that ousted his predecessor days ago and divided a government that lags in the opinion polls.
This is a passionate team looking forward, ambitious and hungry for the next election to demonstrate how, as a government, we will continue to offer what Australians need.
Morrison had been loyal to his predecessor Malcolm Turnbull, whom Peter Dutton had demanded prove he had the support of ruling Liberal Party lawmakers in a ballot. Turnbull resigned. Morrison, who last week was the treasurer, returned Dutton to the Home Affairs Ministry he had held under Turnbull. Matthias Cormann, a party power broker who backed Peter Dutton, retained his position in the finance portfolio. Check out more news, read more analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In its zeal to declare as fraudulent all adult counseling for same-sex attraction, the California legislature may be on a collision course with the U.S. Supreme Court. You see, the Supreme Court recently declared unconstitutional California's law mandating pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortion. In that decision, the court also rebuked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reasoning in their ruling which upheld California's ban on same-sex attraction counseling for minors. Well, Pacific Justice Institute agrees that this new bill for all adults, Assembly Bill 2943, will likewise ignore free speech and religious freedom as well.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
It's an all-encompassing effort to understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio that we present to you every week at this time. Courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison is the leader of the force. He's the publisher and executive expert. How's that? You like that?
Executive expert. That's kind of cool.
Expert. I like that, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't believe in experts, so that puts me in a funny position. But I'll take the compliment, but I deny that I am responsible for knowing any more than anybody else.
He has deniability, folks. But you're not going to do... Representative Duncan Hunter did, instead of taking responsibility for the things that he is accused of, he throws his wife under the bus.
Isn't that far out?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
My God.
Well, this is, before we even start this, you know the old saying, honor among thieves?
Yeah.
And you know the old, take the Godfather movies. You suspend disbelief and you watch it, and you actually start believing some of them are good guys and some of them are bad guys and some of them are true to their word and some have ethics, even though they're all murderers. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole concept of honor among thieves has always fascinated me, and we're seeing this at play now in terms of the whole Trump situation. Everybody's turning on everybody. All these guys that trusted each other are throwing... There's a lot of, to use that expression... throwing people under the bus lately in the news, and it's fascinating to watch that aspect of human nature. You ready for the survey?
It would be nice. Let me give you the official introduction. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with the overview of the top 10 stories, according to their research, and the top 10 people being discussed on News Talk Radio this week.
Here we go.
Please
proceed. All right. Number 10, NFL preseason activity and Major League Baseball action. And number 9, Western wildfires, air quality aspects of it, and Hurricane Lane. At number 8, the Microsoft Russia hacking allegations. At number 7, the aforementioned Representative Hunter indictment. At number 6, Asia Argento's sexual assault case. At number 5, the church.
You got her name right.
I spend hours doing research on these things.
Right. Oh, thank you.
I'm the executive expert.
Yes,
at number 5, the church sexual abuse scandal. At number 4, the Trump South Africa investigation and the Sessions criticisms. At number 3, Molly Tibbetts' murder case. At number 2, Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, and overwhelming number 1, major, Manafort conviction tied with a Cohen guilty plea. The people that populate these discussions. At number 10, Duncan and Margaret. At number 9, Asia. At number 8, Nancy Pelosi. At number 7, Jeff Sessions. At number 6, Molly Tibbetts and Christian Rivera. At number 5, Rudy Giuliani, back in the spotlight. At number 4, Robert Mueller. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Paul Manafort. Number 1, Trump.
Trump. Okay, so let's put you in the position, Michael Harrison, of being a talking head. You go on to... You are, actually.
What a funny word. A talking head.
Like those bobble dolls. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Anyway, so you're charged with going on to some ridiculous television program on one of these ridiculous networks and trying to find something new to say about, let's say, Manafort and Cohen, because those are the people that are all over the place this week. Is there anything new under the sun? I tend to shy away from watching any of this stuff because it's nonsense as far as I'm concerned. But in a way, it's what we do. The talk radio thing is about positions and commentary and clarification, if you will. So what do you say after you talk one day about Manafort and what he's all about and Cohen and what he's all about? So this stuff has been going on for a week. How is it that there's anything fresh there? Whenever I look at the stuff, it's and hearing even some of the conversation on the radio, it's the same old stuff over and over and over and over and over again. Who wants to listen or watch that?
Okay, let's talk about gardening.
Okay, good. Or garbage.
Seriously, I take issue with that. I think, okay. First of all, I'll tell you what I don't like. And I do a lot of fill-in shows around the country. I do a lot of talk radio hosting. And one of the things that I notice is that a significant percentage of the callers call in with talking points that they have said 100 times.
Right.
That they just regurgitate the same old talking points. It doesn't matter which side they're on. They're always on a side. It's always, you know, an offensive or a defensive position. And it's as if they have done it 100 times. So that's one aspect of the conversation that I don't like, and I think mm-hmm. that there should be more call screening, and the shows would be better if that weren't the case. And I could say that because I've been in the trenches now for the last 2 years. I've been doing a lot of these shows for two reasons. Reason number one, I have a lot of fun doing them. And reason number two, in my position as executive expert, it really gives me a trench, you know, in the trenches level, a view of what's going on. And that's my biggest beef about talk radio, is that the callers call up with the same prepared pitch. So that I agree. Beyond mm-hmm. that, though, this Manafort-Cohen thing has so many aspects to it, and it's such a pressing issue that I think there's new stuff
pressing,
all the time.
Pressing how? It's the same stuff, man.
What's oh no! It's what will be. What is going to come out of it? Look at the implications. The relationship with the media, the whole National Enquirer connection, the way Trump is dealing with these people. But you asked me if I were a talking head, what would I say? Well, I'm sort of a talking head right now because you can't see me, but I'm a talking voice. I started out this whole conversation by saying the aspect of all of this that I find fascinating is the throwing people under the bus, the honor among thieves or the dishonor among thieves. The fact that Trump is being turned on every day by more and more people. Or, as we just saw the Duncan and Margaret Hunter case, he actually did blame his wife. Hey, she's the one that did it. She was the campaign manager.
Great.
You know. So I would say that I practiced what I preached. I started off today by talking about an aspect of a psychological and social aspect of this that you don't hear about. People don't talk about that.
It is just because I get numb to listening to this, because for me it feels like there's no growth, there's no movement, there's nothing being achieved, we have so many problems in the country, and we're look at the stuff that we're talking about. You know, you don't really get into what's going on. The IRS is a mess. The problems with immigration, although we talk about them from time to time, aren't ever going to get resolved. And we all know in our heart of hearts they're never going to get resolved. And so I'm looking for some resolve to something here. And instead we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars chasing these guys around, even if they're bad guys. How does that move the country ahead? How does that make our lives better? What is it doing to make the country better?
Well, on one level, it doesn't. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of news and a lot of issues that are being, you know, blocked out because of our obsession with the personalities and with these particular cases. But on another level, there is a process that's being served, and that is that people who engage in these scurrilous activities are being exposed, and maybe down the road there'll be a little bit less of this. In all quarters, I mean, no one is innocent. Yeah. When the drainers of the swamp are swamp creatures themselves.
What a great visualization and characterization. That is fabulous.
Yeah, we're dealing with King Kong versus Godzilla, Terminator versus Alien. I mean, pick your bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started.
But they all think they're so sanctimonious and they're right.
Yeah,
and the other guys are so bad, it's just nonsense.
It all started with the greatest King Kong versus Godzilla, Alien versus Terminator.
Do you actually watch those movies? Do you watch those movies?
No, but I'm aware of them from pop culture. They're usually unfulfilling, but I am always fascinated. I mean, even World Wrestling Federation, or Entertainment, rather, the way they do that is it's bad guy versus bad guy. Pick the bad guy that you identify with. Very few good guys. The bad guys are dark. This has been going on for about 25 years now in our culture, and the good guys are dark. We find ourselves rooting for one set of bad guys over another set of bad guys. Which bad guys do you identify with? All the players are bad. And the real milestone in this negative devolution was the election of 2016, when we had the choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Let's not lose sight of that.
Great, huh?
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Forget whether you like the job he's doing or you believe that Hillary is a great woman. The fact is, look at the piles and piles of manure that are hiding behind their curtains.
Yeah. Pretty
and
amazing.
Those were the choices for president.
These are the best people, right? These are the
That's
best
the
people
point.
For that job?
Wow. That's the point.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here as we review what's on the chart list and the people list for this past week. We continue in a matter of moments after we focus on how well you slept last night, the night before that. How are you doing? Getting a good night's rest or not? If you're answering no to that question, you better go to MyPillow.com, get some new pillows, get some new sheets, get some new mattresses for the beds in your house. Maybe your pet needs a pet bed, all that stuff. Anything related to getting a good night's rest, a good night's sleep, is at MyPillow.com. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. The sheets are the same at their best price ever now if you use the discount code DJV. So buy some pillows for your students going off to college. Make sure they have the ability to get a good night's rest. That's what you get with the MyPillows. And if you go to the DJV side of things, you'll save 50%. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You heard them discussed and described here ad nauseum. Yep, they're great, and they're made in America. You can wash them, you can dry them, and you can buy them at half price. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get the same deal on most everything else that's in the catalog. So look it over. Spend some time at MyPillow.com. If you spend more than $200, it gets financing. So check it all out. Take advantage of these offers and opportunities. Fabulous. And by the way, if you use something for 60 days and don't like it, send it back, get your money back. MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 MyPillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your MyPillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover Riverpoint. Riverpoint, by Redding's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Redding. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, Riverpoint provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover Riverpoint in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at Riverpoint in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. Riverpoint in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right. Working with the most important player in talk radio, Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You go to talkers.com. You will see all sorts of interesting things, the news about your favorite hosts and what's happening in the marketplace, plus Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. fascinating. Spend some time this weekend going to talkers.com. Meanwhile, we're working our way through some of the issues, the stories, the people here on the list. I look at, I think the most interesting thing from my point of view isn't all the people at the top of the list, but Duncan and Margaret Hunter. That is so just amazing. Oh, people that have been married for that long. You're so interested in yourself. You're so focused on your ego. And that a woman that you've lived with, whether she's a good guy or a bad guy in this, you don't cover, you don't hold her near and dear, you don't protect her. No, you throw her under the bus, you jerk. I just that's my commentary.
Well, that's an interesting angle on it. That's an interesting angle. But what about the angle that this guy has been elected? You know, he's been there for a long time. I don't know how long he's been elected, but
he's
in Southern California.
20-some-odd years he's been there.
You become so comfortable and so entrenched in the process of being a congressman and a fundraiser with a war chest that you begin to, you know, take the cookie from the cookie jar, and then you start living off the cookie jar.
So here's two different aspects I'd love you to comment on. One of them is the whole business about the amount of time a federal representative, a congressman or a woman, has to spend on the phone raising money. Remember, we've had two or three people that were our friends over the years that were members of Congress, and one of them said to me, he has to put aside 2 hours every day to be on the phone to try to flush out dough for his campaigns. 2 hours a day. You're paying.
I think
that
that's a minimum. I think that some of them spend all their time.
More than that, yeah.
I mean, I get letters constantly. I get phony letters from major political players. You know, my name is in lists, as is yours. I know when they're absolute BS, when they call me Mike, because most people that know me call me Michael.
Michael. Right.
So whenever I get any kind of a letter, hey,
into
Mike.
The garbage.
I know immediately it's somebody who's trying to presume intimacy that there is none. And the letters are always, did you hear what Trump did? Or did you hear what Elizabeth Warren wants
you to
do?
How bad
send
that is on the
money.
Send money. Right.
Send
that's what Hillary used
money.
To. The Republicans, Hillary was going to do this, that, or the other thing, and that was always their best way of raising money.
Right.
So here's the other side of this. This is the ugly side. The Congress has passed laws which people think regulate what they can do with their money, with the campaign finance dollars. In fact, the real outside inside of this is they can do anything they damn well please pretty much with the money. And I'll give you an example. One of the fellow I knew this guy, a congressman from Northwest Ohio, who passed away 6 or 7 years ago now, and with him, his wife and his children, he had a place in Washington, had a place in Ohio, and his family came from a lot of money. They own banks and stuff. So when he dies, his wife gets $6.5 million in his campaign chest to do anything she wants with.
Really?
She can do whatever she wants with that $6.5 million. Anything.
Then why is Duncan Hunter being indicted for finance?
That's a very good question. Depends on, he may have gone over the top. But, you know, you can buy cars with it. You can hire help with it. You can pay part of your mortgage. You're going to
frankly,
charge
I wish
up
I were
as
more,
much as...
I wish I were up more on the law about this. After the break, maybe we could explore it a little bit more.
Yeah, it really is amazing what these people get away with. And that's why they spend so much time raising money, in part because it all comes back to them. And I'm not even sure whether it's taxable or not. That's an even more interesting aspect to that scam. So Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, we continue with our discussion here at 28 past the hour on The Countdown.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores.
drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant. Or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
more Talk Radio Focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have my friend and colleague Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to dispense his wisdom, knowledge, ideas, thoughts. We were talking about campaign finance. Well, we weren't talking about campaign finance reform, but those buzzards in the swamp have been talking for years, and they passed supposedly campaign finance reform legislation. Remember that, Michael? It was supposed to clean up all of the things, the irregularities, the things, and that's where Hunter gets into a problem because he's violated some of the stuff. And what to speak to what you were saying, if you're just joining us, Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret are number 10 on the people list, and his indictment is number 7 on the story list on the countdown this week, which you can see at talkers.com, the whole list. The idea that he's been around for as long as he has been, that he's used to the old game and the old tricks, and he may not have complied with some of the new rules, even though they're loosey-goosey as well. I mean, pretty much before you could do anything. Now there are some rules and things that, because he's been around so long, I'm betting he just didn't abide by them or didn't pay attention to them. But the old-school way of thinking has led him into a bit of a problem here.
Yeah. Well, he also strikes me as a serial abuser of funds, even his own. I mean, his bank account, it's come out, has been overdrawn like thousands of times.
Well, remember, this business about being a congressman is like royalty. These people get it into their heads that there's something different or special about them, and they need to be treated differently. They need to live differently. They have homes in there. His district is Orange County, so he's got a home there. Got a home in Washington. I remember I mentioned Joel Heffley a few minutes ago, who was a fabulous congressman from Colorado Springs for a long time. He was in charge of the ethics committee. They got rid of Tom DeLay, and the Republicans paid him back by chasing him out of office. Even though his job was to run the ethics committee, he did it so well, got rid of one of the biggest buzzards in Washington, the worst, most corrupt guy. And so the Republican establishment paid him back for helping them clean up their act by making sure somebody ran against him. They funded the campaign and pushed him out of office. So anyway, he used to live in his office on a cot when he was in Washington. He would sleep in his office. They are all given $1 million a year for their staff. He was the only congressman for 14 years in a row to give money back to the Treasury from that $1 million allowance.
Yeah, well,
the rest
of
them.
Look what it got him.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. So you got Duncan Hunter, who, and all these other people that are thinking that they're, you know what, doesn't smell. And so they think they're entitled. That's what this is.
Yeah, it is an entitlement mentality, no question about it. And it's also the type of person that runs for office, the type of person that wants to be elected. That's a certain type. Now, I don't want to be biased with a broad brush, but this is my experience: is that a significant percentage of the kind of people that go into politics are doing it for just that. They want to have
for
power, prestige, and money.
Anybody.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the rhetoric is just that rhetoric.
Well, may I offer one other thought? Mm-hmm. When you get into this league now, look at the people, the caliber of people, and what you just said about money sort of piques my interest, because many, if not most of the people running that are successful, use their own money because they have a lot. So you get into that league where you're around people, the air gets hotty, and people who don't have any money, like Duncan Hunter, want to live with and be with and associate with the people who are in Congress who do have money. So they start living like them, and they dig themselves a huge hole that they can't get out of.
Yeah, they get into debt. They create a lifestyle that they have become addicted to, and start to think that that's the minimum amount of money they need to have. They complain about being poor when they're down to their last $10 million. They lose perspective on that. One of the problems with campaign raising, with donors and all that, is that you have to raise, in the system that we're in, you have to raise a certain amount of money to be taken seriously by the media and by other investors, other donors. So one of the things that they judge whether you get in the debates and whether or not you are in that upper circle of potential candidates to be taken seriously is how much money you've raised.
Yeah.
That's now one of the criteria to be taken seriously. So it's insidious. You cannot be a viable candidate if you haven't raised a lot of money or, as you mentioned before, have your own money. One of the problems with raising money is you're beholden
Yep.
You're beholden to all the people that gave you money.
Yep.
One of the problems with running without raising money, like being a Bloomberg or a Trump or somebody like that, is that you're not beholden to anyone and thus unaccountable. So somewhere in the middle, there's got to be a balance, and we don't have that balance. You don't want some dictator that doesn't answer to anybody. On the other hand, you don't want somebody who has to answer to everybody who gave him money and certainly doesn't have time for the average tax-paying constituent who hasn't given money but is expecting, here's a special word, service. You know, congressmen and assemblymen and state reps and mayors, they actually are, their job is to serve the people of their community. I don't know if they think about that. You know, they keep office hours. You should go there and ask for help if you need help with your neighbor or a problem.
Right.
You know, what is that all about? They don't do that, or do they?
So the other wrinkle in this is the number I noticed in at Talkers this week. There's a story about a host on a radio station in Phoenix who wants to run for office. He's looking to, and he hired a consulting firm, and you tell a story about, you know, getting signatures to run for Congress in Arizona. And it brought me around to thinking about how many other people who have been on the air over the years have used that as a platform to run for office, and then vice versa, how many people who were in office over the years who got defeated ended up as talk radio hosts. It's interesting.
Defeated or indicted.
Yeah, right.
Or arrested.
Yeah, right. So what does that tell you about people who are doing talk radio programs? What's in their head that they think they can win in circumstances like this? Maybe if they're popular enough, they can. Can you think of examples of people who are on the air, a lot of them, a few of them?
No, Jason Lewis in Minnesota ran and is in Congress now.
Yeah.
He was a talk show host.
Pence,
Ed Koch, went the other way. He was mayor, and then he became quite a successful talk show host at WABC. He was pretty good.
He was.
G. Gordon Liddy was a politician. He wasn't an elected one, but he was certainly in the upper circles, and he became a very successful talk show host after going to jail. The late Buddy Cianci was the corrupt mayor of Providence. They rewarded him by making him a very successful talk show host. He passed away recently. But, I mean, the list is long.
Yeah.
The list is very long. Our friend J.D. Hayworth out of Arizona was in Congress and then became a talk show host on radio and then on for about a year on Newsmax TV.
Yeah. I was doing the same thing you were. When you said J.D., I'm going, okay, wait a minute. What's his last name? I forget his last name.
I grasped it. Like the gold ring on a carousel. I just got it with my fingertips.
In a moment, speaking of good talk radio people, we're going to talk to Michael about his Michael Harrison interview this week, conversation with a fellow who's been doing this for quite a long time and successful. He's an interesting story, so we'll get to that in a moment as we continue reviewing. Let's go. And I have a sports anecdotal story I wanted to talk to you about as well, depending on the amount of time that we have. Right now, I have to spend some time talking about Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus. It comes to you with CoQ10. It comes to you free with krill oil, omega 3 oil, and CoQ10. All of these things together in quite a small pill make a big difference, though, in your life. Omega oils, as you know, are very important when it comes to your circulatory system, your heart, and how the blood gets around. And as far as krill oil is concerned, that's a liquid that helps bolster the bursa that keeps your joints comfortable and working well. That, in combination with CoQ10 that gives you energy, is the reason to want to be on Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. The krill folks, the Purity Products people, putting all this together, great formula. And they'll give it to you free. First month is free because they know once you use it, you'll feel and sense the difference and want to stay with the program. Reduce inflammation in your body. Call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. You pay the shipping, and that's it. Free bottle. which is, I think, a $40 value. You get it free. Get started. Try it out. No question, you need omega-3s and the krill oil and the CoQ10. Get them all together free now at 800-355-1493. That's krill omega-50 plus with CoQ10, free for the asking by calling 800-355-1493. On the people side of things, the official list from Talkers Magazine starts with a focus at number 10 on Mr. and Mrs. Hunter, Representative Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret. Number 9, Asia Argento and her claims of, she claimed Weinstein sexually assaulted her, but apparently she's been accused of sexually assaulting some younger man a number of years ago. Nancy Pelosi is at 8, Jeff Sessions 7, Molly Tibbetts number 6, Rudy Giuliani is at 5, Robert Mueller is at 4, Michael Cohen is 3, and Paul Manafort is 2, and Donald Trump is at the top position again. The focus on all of these people and their connection. I mean, if you look at it, look at the connection. The top 5 are all connected, and 7 is. You can make the argument that 10 is as well all connected to Trump. So that's it. The people list from the folks at Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine, for this past week. Let's go through them one by one, starting at number 10. What's gone on in the world of sports, sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera. Preseason, people interested in football to a point. Number 9, the wildfires and air quality as a result of that in the western part of the country. Number 8, more hacking allegations with Microsoft in the focus and the Russians together. Number 7, the Representative Duncan and his wife, Margaret Hunter, in the focus, indicted on campaign finance irregularities. Asia Argento sexual assault case is number 6. The church sexual assault and abuse scandal continuing number 5. Trump and South Africa number 4. The Molly Tibbetts murder case number 3. The Trump investigations into everything from soup to nuts, and Manafort and Cohen going to jail. That's the number 1 story this week on the countdown. All right, so let's get to what's on the Michael Harrison interview this week. Find it at talkers.com or at Michael Harrison. It's the mhinterview.com, isn't it?
It's mhinterview.com. Best way to get it. That way you can bypass Talkers, go right to the interview.
Well, I don't want to bypass Talkers.
Well, but, you know, it's. I try to make things easy. The internet is such a jungle of intrigue.
You're right. All right, it's a swamp, in fact, Michael. We need to
drain it. Yes, we have to drain it.
Drain it. All right, is Lars Larson from the Northwest. He's been a Northwest when I say the Northwest, the Pacific Northwest, living there.
Northwest Boston.
Yeah, I know. That's me. I'm in Northwest Boston.
I know.
All right, so where'd you get out of Lars?
I got everything out of him. I exposed him and no. Lars Larson's a cool guy. He's a conservative. He's been on the radio for 40-some-odd years, 15 years in national syndication, operates out of Portland, does 6 hours a day, three locally on a regional network and three nationally on a national network. He's a very, very consistent talent, has a lot to talk about, does his show Standing Up, talks about how do you do 6 hours a day? And he loves it.
Yeah, I know he does, yeah. Well, I don't want to say it's the same old, but you can do his shtick, you can pretty much do regionally, apply it to the regional circumstances and do the same thing nationally.
He's an ideological conservative.
Yes.
No question about it. And people that like that love it, and people that don't like it. And somewhere in the middle, people who like variety are stuck with the fact that there's very little old organic, old school, curmudgeon, independent thinking on talk radio anymore. I mean, we used to have curmudgeons that didn't like anything.
No, Jerry Williams, best example of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Best
that was cool.
Example. Yep. All right, quickly, Sports Talk Radio number 10, Amar Odom, battling drug addiction.
Yeah.
And that story, it seems to me, was part of the non-player focus, some of the talk radios this week. What do you
very think? Much so. Personality, it was big conversation on Sports Talk Radio, and personalities always are big on Sports Talk Radio, so they can get away from what they call in Sports Talk the X's and the O's, which is akin to being a political wonk on News Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's, he's made a career out of that. He was known because he was one of the Kardashians, I think. Isn't he married to
one? Isn't everybody?
Right. Not me, and not you, that's for sure. Michael Harrison, he has a lovely wife, Bernadette. Hi, Bernadette. It's 10 before the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, lawyer, our expert on the countdown when it comes to legal aspects of some of these stories in the top 10. Also a college prof at Bentley University, getting back into that routine as we get into the fall. All right, a lot of legal issues here in the top ten. There are at least six stories I can pick out that have legal implications, starting at number one with the Manafort-Cohen thing. Would you have expected one? Was this like a domino thing? Did Cohen plead guilty because he felt he didn't have any place to go?
Yeah, and Cohen was definitely going down, and Cohen was definitely going down not just on this. There were all kinds of other illegalities that didn't even necessarily relate to Trump that they had him on. So
yeah.
He made a decision that, you know, didn't surprise me at all, turning on the president.
But would he have, Steve, if it weren't for the fact that he wanted to be cozy with the president in his other evil ways, he would never have probably been caught if he hadn't become so visible. Would you think that's
exactly? They wouldn't have. He wouldn't have had a target. He had a target on his back, and he was. It's like a Shakespearean play. The the arrogance and the hubris of these people. I mean, it's very hard to feel sympathetic for Cohen, who was, you know, quite often quite vile in the manner in which he dealt with people. So payback is a whatever.
Right. It's hell. Hey, payback is karma. And by the way, number seven this week is Duncan Hunter and his wife being indicted for campaign. This is the same. I mean, these guys, they changed some of the rules with campaign finance. And so he gets caught because he's living the old life instead of the new life. That's the way it looks to me.
And I mean, Hunter, but you may not have seen the latest. Apparently, he's innocent. It's
his wife.
He's throwing his wife under the bus.
Yeah,
she was my campaign manager. She handled all finances. I can't wait to see what she says when
divorce.
They offer her immunity to testify against the husband who rolled her under
the bus. Let's go to divorce court after that. Yeah.
Oh, his stuff. Incredibly blatant and arrogant again, which really does bother me.
Well, that's again back to the arrogance and the blatant this hypocrisy around people. The representative of the people, they don't give a damn about people. Most of them, some of them do, but most of them are all there for themselves. They have a great lifestyle. The problem with guys like Hunter is he doesn't have any money of his own, so a lot of his colleagues that do can live high on the hog. He wants to be in that league, but he doesn't have the money. So here's hello, bing, 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 bing.
Well, you know, it's interesting to note, Doug, and we deal with this in my white collar crime class, that when these representatives, the congressmen and senators, go into the legislature, they always come out with much more money. And they manage to get information that they use. They court people. Years ago, I thought that term limits was not necessarily a good thing, and it would keep good people from continuing to serve. I am so much a fan and supporter of term limits. I think it's really important. And you're right; these guys make a career of abusing the law.
I'd like to go one step further: 1 6-year term for president. 1 6-year term for senator, 1 6-year term for Congress. That's it. You're in, out.
No, okay. I support that.
Yeah, thank you. Molly Tibbetts, the guy is illegal or illegal? Farm on the hook or not? If I thought that the farmer, if this guy was illegal, I'd hold the farmer responsible as well as her for even having this guy on his farm. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think there can be some responsibilities there. It's a matter of foreseeability, and probably that won't be the farm won't be held responsible in a manner, even civilly, for the death. Assuming, and it's pretty much clear that he did kill her. But yeah, he was. This is something where there are certain politicians who are against illegals, and then they hire the illegals, and that seemed to be what happened here.
Yep. All right. The church sexual abuse scandal continues on and on and on. You got to I'm wondering about the credibility. I like this Pope, but man, if you're leading and are a good leader, you can stop this tomorrow. But there doesn't seem to be the will to stop this stuff.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this Pope too. But you look at it, and the Kansas and Missouri attorney generals have now started investigations as well. I think we got to give Pope Francis a little time to see what he does do, but he's got to act quickly.
Yeah, for sure. And Asia Argento turns the clock. Or did Wex? What's his face? put her...
Weinstein.
Yeah, Weinstein. I wonder how he figures in all this to turn around. Thanks, Steve.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostra. As condolences and remembrances continue to pour in after the passing of Arizona Senator John McCain, a week of services are planned in three different cities. The Arizona Republican will lie in state Wednesday at the Arizona State Capitol, Thursday services at a Phoenix church. On Friday, he'll lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington before services Saturday at Washington National Cathedral, and on Sunday, private chapel and burial services at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Colleague and fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake told ABC's This Week Sunday the greatest lesson he learned from McCain was how to forgive.
People talk about they had a temper, or it was passionate. That's certainly the case. But he would quickly forgive and move on. And to see the good in his opponents, that is something that particularly these days we could use a lot more of.
Heavily armed agents entered a Baltimore townhouse that's home to the father of a suspect in the weekend attack on a video game tournament in Florida. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams said investigators believe the 24-year-old killed two people in Sunday's attack before he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. You may have noticed this week, but we're paying less at the pump for gas.
There's been a 2-cent drop in the national average price of gasoline. Regular grade is now $2.91.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's likely prices will continue to drop slightly because refiners have increased capacity and current demand is weak. Verizon rolled out changes last week after some state lawmakers said they were outraged to learn the telecommunications company had slowed firefighters' internet service while they battled what became the largest wildfire on record in California. Verizon said it removed all speed cap restrictions for emergency workers. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200? $300? Or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
A once powerful hurricane twisted and drifted away from Hawaii, leaving behind heavily saturated ground on the Big Island. Many residents on other islands relieved that it didn't wreak more havoc. Firefighters in the Big Island rescued 39 people from floodwaters between Friday through early Saturday as the island grappled with nearly 4 feet of rain. Miliani resident Blake Yufuso says he wanted to make sure he was ready for Hurricane Lane.
When it was coming close and was still Category 3,
and that was on Friday, that I really decided to do something. Okay, let's do something. Let's get really prepared this time.
An anti-corruption referendum in Colombia drew millions to the polls Sunday, but fell just short of a required participation threshold to push forward measures aimed at improving transparency and stiffening penalties for white-collar criminals. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Apparently, the Palestinians are unhappy with the Trump administration.
U.S.-Palestinian tension has soared twice since President Trump said Israel will pay a high price for his largesse, and then it's the Palestinians' turn for good news. First came word that more than $200 million in aid is being redirected. The angry reaction by Palestinian leaders had not subsided when the administration announced the U.S. will no longer accept the United Nations' definition of refugee and will cap the number of refugees it recognizes. The issue is a red line for the Palestinians. Response was angry and swift. The U.S. will no longer accept the UN version of refugee status as handed down through generations, a change credited to Jared Kushner. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments, I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Into the world of News Talk Radio. This is our weekly get-together, sort of a gab fest, if you will. Information, thoughts, opinions, what you need to know about the top 10 stories, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and articles galore. Some of your favorite talk radio hosts, news about what they're doing. And then, of course, the list of the top stories and the top people during the course of the week. I'm going to run through them, and then we can start where the majority of us would like to start. And there's three here, so two votes wins, Rich. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Chris McFadden will go through. All right, number 10, the usual sports talk radio stuff that gets a lot of attention because the NFL is now in preseason, I suppose, and the baseball season coming to an end. Looks like the Red Sox are once again going to be the champions. Let's hear it for the good guys.
Interesting
discussion this week, though, Richie, about all of the games that are going to be played next year off American soil.
Yeah, they have the Red Sox and the Yankees going to be playing in London for two games.
Mexico and Tokyo also going to be the set of preseason
and then,
games.
Likewise, apparently the Europeans are going to be bringing soccer over to here.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's trying to
soccer,
get everybody
I didn't
else.
Even like her.
Yeah, I know. To like their sports.
But you
they're
know,
trying
American
to make billion
football.
Dollar they're trying to make billion dollar franchises into multi-billion-dollar franchises. Yeah. By
but American football sells out over in, when they play at Wembley Stadium in London.
Yeah.
They love it. They absolutely love it. It's just so it's so novel to them.
Well,
so,
think about it this way. With all of the concussion talk and all of the problems we've had over the past decade with personalities creating bad stories and bad publicity, they need a they need to grow outside of our borders to be able to keep this going.
100%. Yep.
All right. Now, I don't necessarily – let me go through the list, and then we'll comment. We'll go back to it. So I stopped there, and I probably shouldn't have, but I was thinking about all of the info with regard to baseball starting early next year and where and that sort of thing, kind of fun. Number nine, a focus on air quality as a result of the Western wildfires. Number eight, Microsoft and Russia at each other in the hacking department with allegations back and forth. Duncan Hunter from California indicted for misusing campaign funds. And, of course, well, I shouldn't say of course because you don't know this. You may not even know who Duncan Hunter is. I actually have quite liked him over the years. He threw his wife right under the bus. She's in charge. It's her fault. And that's what I like. He's a good stand-up guy. All right, that's number seven. Number eight, I'm sorry, number six, you're going to have to, Richie, we'll defer to Victoria on how to pronounce. I say Asia. Asia.
It looks like Asia, but it's Asia. Yeah.
Well, that's because
she's Italian.
She wants to change it. Anyway, Asia Argento.
No, she's not affected. She's Italian. It's an Italian name.
Well, Italians could be affected, you know.
That's true.
Italians are affected. Right. Asia Argento, who was the one who accused in the first round of stuff against, what's his face?
Weinstein,
Weinstein, I was going to say Wiseman. He hasn't turned the tables, but apparently she sexually assaulted somebody. At least that.
How sure are you that he hasn't turned the tables? How sure are you that he's not paying people to dig up dirt on his accusers?
Well, it could be. It wouldn't be beyond reality with him.
It's old school tactics.
Yeah, right. Number five, the Pope and the sexual abuse stuff. My God, is this the ever end? I do want to talk about that. Number four, Trump, South Africa investigation. I must admit to you, I haven't the slightest idea what that's about. Anybody here know anything about that?
Zero clue.
Nothing.
I don't know. Yeah. All I know is Melania is going to Africa, but that's the only connection with Trump in Africa that I know of.
I pride myself, and this isn't a shot at talkers. I pride myself with knowing pretty much what's going on here, there, and everywhere because we talk about it during the course of the week on the DJV show, and I'm in that sort of normally, naturally curious guy anyway. But, man, I don't know from nothing about that. We'll figure it out.
Here are the three headlines I've got. Here's the story behind the tweet. The Trump tweet on South Africa and why it sparked outrage. Trump tweet on South African land overhaul draws government ire, Wall Street Journal. And Trump goes full white supremacy with South Africa tweet. Does he want a race war? Guess where that comes from? Salon.
What was the tweet? What's the actual tweet itself that he's...
I did see something about him... Africa, and a lot of people are cringing about that.
I have asked Secretary of State, Secretary Pompeo, to closely study the South Africa land and farm seizure and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
South African government is now seizing land from white farmers. At Tucker Carlson at Fox News.
Well, remember... Now I understand a little bit more about it. Remember the Afrikaners and what happened before Mandela came back and there was a revolution that changed a lot of land ownership. The white minority had been ruling for a long time. And because Trump is not actually focused that much, now what's gone on is in the last year or so, some of the African nations, South Africa more specifically, has turned the tides and a lot of land has been usurped by the government and given to black people that formerly belonged to white Afrikaners.
You ready for the response from South African government?
Help yourself, Richie.
South Africa totally rejects this narrow perception which only seeks to divide our nation and reminds us of our colonial past. Hashtag real Donald Trump. Hashtag presidency ZA.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, and I'm looking into this too, it's apparently This dates back to the 1913 Native Lands Act, which was a law that banned Africans, who were the majority of the population, from acquiring agricultural land beyond a few reserves. That was basically
roughly a tenth of
the land.
This was part of the British Empire.
Yeah.
And they made sure that the whites that were there, and not only in South Africa, but more obvious because there are more blacks there, but any place, the Aborigines got gutted literally and figuratively when the British took over Australia. It's not a pretty picture of history when it comes to the Brits and the land that they conquered around the globe.
So basically, what would
South
election.
Africa look like without the British being there to industrialize it and build it up?
I think it's a two-way street, Rich. There's got to be some fair, but
South Africa would look like Namibia.
Yeah, it would look like Rhodesia or Zaire or. And all those places, yeah.
Well, apparently this is an issue right now because they have an election on the horizon, and so they said the ANC, which I'm guessing is the National Party, is pushing for a new plan to accelerate this redistribution of the land, and they're pushing for the ability to expropriate some land seized by white South Africans during apartheid. But I don't understand, A, why is Trump even tweeting about this? And B, what the heck has Jeff Sessions got to do with this? And what's he going to do, looking into it? What does that even mean?
Pompeo.
But, like, what is that even?
Secretary of State.
I know, but how is this any of our business?
It's not really.
It's not at all. It's not at all.
We've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah,
right.
So.
Speaking of Sessions, the Trumpster and Sessions have been back and forth at each other. How do you have this kind of relationship with your boss? Trump's taking shots at Sessions. Does he not dare fire him before the midterm election? And if that's the case,
Sessions
why?
Sessions has a little bit of a cocoon of support in the Senate that's kind of protected him and Lindsey Graham and Grassley, I think. And that seems to be eroding.
Right.
And now that all of the heat is coming
down. Graham said this week that he told a bunch of reporters that Trump will fire Graham right after the election. I mean, fire Sessions.
That's
I'm surprised Sessions didn't just resign. It's obviously not working out, and he's being just ridiculed constantly. Yeah. Whether it's, you know, Trump, I don't know how.
I see a book coming out of this.
I think he's a man on a mission. He figures as long as he can get his mission accomplished, he's there.
Right. Mission accomplished. Dun, 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 dun. 15 after the hour.
I agree.
Let's take a rest for a moment, literally and figuratively, as we think about the best sheets you've ever slept on, the best mattress you've ever slept on, the best pillows you've ever slept on.
Ding.
Are they all from MyPillow? If they are not, then you're probably missing out. Because they have put together a fabulous array of things. Obviously, the company is built on their pillows, i.e., it's called MyPillow. Mike Lindell, who put the idea together about 15 years ago, he was not getting a good night's rest. He was an engineer working for some company, and he just put together his own pillow. And then he talked to his friends and neighbors about it. He said, "You wouldn't believe what I did. I made my own pillow." And they said, "Well, make one for me." And then it's grown from there to his garage, to his basement, to a little self-contained little warehouse. And now it's a huge factory, one of the biggest employers in the Minneapolis area, 1,500 people around the clock making pillows. And then they've added sheets. They've added a lot of different things, mattresses, pet beds, you name it. They've got it when it comes to sleep. They're the ones with all the accessories and all of the root things that you can use to make your night a fabulous one. So take advantage of the fact that if you use the code DJV at MyPillow.com, you can start with a four-pack of pillows at 50% off. Get pretty much the same bargains with everything, but you've got to have that code DJV to get in on the bargains. Whether you're buying a pet bed, sheets, mattresses, whatever it is, the pillow is the thing to start. If you're sending a student off to college, get them some MyPillows to take to the dormitory. All at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillows and bed supplies. Use promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
All right, so let's see the other items we've gotten through. Most of them just quick references. We'll go back to some of these things in the top 10, the story department, go through the people. Molly Tibbetts is a sad case. I don't know what there is to say about this at this point. Killed by this. The thing I'm not still quite sure about, Victoria, is whether he's legal or illegal. Seems
yeah.
He's legal.
Oh, he's illegal.
Oh, well, Victoria thinks he's
there's
legal.
No doubt.
There is doubt.
No, there is doubt. There's
we'll talk about
violence,
that.
Yeah.
21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your
so fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
With the changing of seasons here in Northern California, it may be time for a change for you and your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to see Salt Creek Heights. Salt Creek Heights is located on the west side of Reading along Eureka Way, just minutes from the heart of downtown Reading. The new luxury homes from Palomar Builders are truly that. And prices start at just $4,038. Salt Creek Heights is 273 acres of land that supports residential units to a variety of single-family home sites. When you walk into a home in Salt Creek Heights, you'll see the exceptional quality and beauty that Palomar Builders builds into every home. Many lots have mountain and open space views, and all homes come with an entry-level solar system. As they say, seeing is believing. Make plans to see the model home. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534. To find Salt Creek Heights, take Eureka Way to 299 West and North on Buenaventura Boulevard. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Go Richie, go Victoria, go Doug. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, Rich McFadden, other people on vacation, but not us, not me. I'm here, ready, willing, and able to go, go, go. All right, so let's go back to the Molly Tibbetts thing, because we seem to have some disagreement on reality.
Yes, tell me.
Molly Tibbetts is number three. She was murdered by this immigrant. Now he looks to be legal. At first it was thought that he was illegal, but the farm seems to have a problem. I don't know. Victoria, you followed this as closely as anybody this week. You want to put the pieces together?
Well, initially what happened was he was reported to be an illegal alien working on a dairy farm.
The illegal alien I know of that I want to send back is Justin Bieber.
Send him back to Canada. Yeah. And so this Christian Rivera, that's his name, so he worked on this dairy farm for, I think, about 4 years. Initially, the farm, which has ties to, I forget the name now, Craig Lane.
Leadership in Iowa,
right.
Iowa politics and farm politics,
And in agricultural politics and stuff like that. So they initially said that they used the E-Verify system to verify that he was had his working papers and that he was allowed to be in this country. Well, it turns out that they didn't use the E-Verify system. They admitted that. Tuesday night, they said they used it. Wednesday morning, they said, oh, well, actually, we didn't. And so, but that kind of becomes
a moot point.
Not
sure they said it quite that way. I think they were cowering when they said it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they got busted, basically. People looked them up, and they had no affiliation with the E-Verify system. And so everyone kind of realized, well, you obviously lied about it. But it becomes kind of a moot point because Christian Rivera's lawyer has actually said that he is here legally, and so and they now want this whole illegal immigrant debate to stop because they're worried about him finding a jury that isn't going to be tainted.
So what if he's, I mean, illegal in terms of illegality?
So
if
murder's
people are
murder.
Illegally,
yeah.
Oftentimes they
but,
do this.
But
they,
it did,
they send
it,
him back. They deport him. In this case, this guy needs to be put away.
Right. And but it did obviously spark a national conversation about immigration. And so Molly Tibbetts' family has said they don't want this to be about immigration. This is about their daughter's murder, which makes sense. And they don't want the issue to get kind of lost. The actual crime, they don't want that to be lost in the.
So do we have proof that he's legal, or is it just his lawyer is saying he's legal?
No, his lawyer filed paperwork, and I guess has proved from the last thing I saw that his ID is real and that he is here legally. So he asked the judge for a gag order on I think it was Wednesday afternoon was the latest thing that I've seen about it. So whatever. Either way, it's still a murder is a murder, you know. And
No.
It's still just such a bizarre.
No,
case.
Either way,
don't
we
know
need
motive.
To know whether the guy was here legally or illegally. And if he was here legally, did he have a record? Should something have been caught?
He had no record. He
and
had
if
no
he's
record
here,
at all.
And if he's here illegal, and if he's here legally, is there anything that we should have known about him? And if he's here illegally, how did he get in?
Right. And so, but he has no record, and everyone who was interviewed on the farm, he continued to work on the farm 35 days after he murdered her. So they said that everyone on the farm, including the farm owner, said that they never saw anything other than him being his usual, diligent, hardworking self.
So he's a good guy.
They had no issue with him. The other farm workers had no issues with him. There really seems to have not been any red flags that we know of. Usually by now, we know about the red flags, and nothing has come out.
I'm not sure that you do. I think some people are good at hiding with the original.
Right, yeah, what are we trying to say?
Is that
the murderer's a good guy?
No.
I'm just saying there were no red flags. That's what the colleagues have said. That's what the owners of the farm said, that they never saw any change in his behavior.
Richie, go ahead.
Reserving judgment here.
I'm saying
the right to go a couple more days and see how this plays out.
If he is illegal, the farm needs to be held accountable as well as him. They are responsible in part for this. 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss. If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, My Pillows. Get My Pillows, the best sleep. I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of My Pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have a really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want, so they have a good night's rest. Now, you can get the My Pillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. 4 My Pillows, two premium, two go-anywhere at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50% off on the 4-pack.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Supreme Court recently declared unconstitutional California's law mandating pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortion. The court also rebuked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reasoning in their ruling, which upheld California's ban on same-sex attraction counseling for minors.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour. The charts for the week of August 20th to the 24th on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, to go through and comment on the charts, the work of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry every week. The folks there listen to a lot of talk radio programs on stations that are well known around the country, big hosts, big ideas, that sort of thing. And they come up with the news talk overview. Okay, so the whole business, Richie gets upset with me because I squeeze a lot of other stuff in, and by the time we're done, we never have time to talk about the top of the heap, because I think it's been, it just gets so distorted. I think, Victoria, this week we were talking on the DJV program about the news media. I made a comment that with the, and people listening to talk radio kind of get this, although a lot of younger people don't, remembering the controversy that came up on the Rush Limbaugh program about Sandra Fluke and what he said about her and how that created this huge, huge boycott of news talk radio, issue-oriented political talk radio, however you want to refer to it, in terms of advertising. So I drew a comparison, Richie, see what you think of this,
all right,
between Limbaugh and the advocacy groups that went after him, and today's reality of the news media being so slanted, so biased, there's hardly an objective, and I think more of it, there's not objectivity on either side, but the fact that news has become an either-sided thing,
right?
So it's not really the news at all. So when you get to the people on the left who run most of the national news organizations and their bias toward not just Trump, but people who are right-of-center thinkers, why is there a boycott of them? Why is it that the boycott is focused only on the right and not on the left? And I'm a middle-of-the-roader, so this is an observation from a broadcaster who's been on the air for decades, observing this thing getting worse and worse and worse, to the point now where I see the ultimate unbelievable hypocrisy in this. And I don't know where the right-wingers are. They should be out there banging the drum. If the people on the left are better organized and they get a shutdown of Trump and Hannity and ultimately all of us who do talk radio.
Hey, look what they've done to Fox News in the past, I don't know, five to 7 years. You got
right. So why is there not somebody doing the same thing for MSNBC? What's the problem here? Why is it that the left is more organized at shutting down opposition than the right is?
They are better at playing the victim. And it's a victim mentality, and you're picking on this group, that group, or the other group, and you're a racist or a bigot if you say anything about us or the stories that we report on. And it's brilliant. It works for them. Whereas they can say Bill O'Reilly is a sexist, Roger Ailes is a sexist.
Well, he's
They are.
But they are able to go in there and make changes at Fox News or... So it's the way that the PR machine works, and they're better at it. And you're right. The CNN is absolutely off the hook. They are out of control.
Off the reservation.
This week, they are nonstop on this Cohen and Manafort thing. And I never, ever, and that's fine. Okay, report on it because it's news, right? But nobody ever says, I was listening to the local news station with, what's-his-face from Meet the Press on this morning, and nobody talks about how any of this, what they found this week, is connected to the Russia collusion investigation. Nobody. All they're talking about is Cohen and Manafort, who were tax dodges and tax cheats.
It's all scripted, Richie.
How does this have anything to do with Russia and the original investigation?
Right, but we all kind of knew. Well, this actually
because
isn't.
Because there's
this
nothing
was handed
to
over
the investigation, so they've got to come up with something else.
Well, but this was, but to be fair, and let's be factual, though, this was handed over.
Right.
Well, this is a fact, Rich. When Mueller doing the investigation, when he came across all this stuff, there is no Russian stuff that's connected, which is why it was handed over to other handed over to local authorities in New York. It was handed over. That's why there is no connection between Cohen and Manafort court and Russia. That's why we're not hearing about it, because there isn't any.
Right.
But they still are guilty of all these other crimes.
This is where we are. From Al Capone to Bill Clinton to Donald Trump, it's always, we can't prove what we accuse you of, but we're going to find something on you.
But
Trump is a genius this week for saying, you know what?
So you're saying that they found stuff that they shouldn't have moved forward with it? Is that what you're saying? That they found these guys are guilty of these crimes and they should have just ignored it because it wasn't connected to Russia?
No, I'm saying...
That's kind of what it sounds like you're
saying. This is the way our government has become. Is we know we will not be able to prove what we think you're doing, but you know what? We'll find something, ding, and we did. And sure,
well, where there's
the guy's
attacked
fire.
These are two really sleazy guys who were up to their eyeballs in illegal activity.
You're talking
about... Of
course
you're going to
find
something.
But why is Mueller
Cohen
still out there then? What is he looking for?
Yeah, what's Mueller's job?
What's
Mueller's
he doing there?
Job, it
all right, I can't find anything. All right, this guy's attacked.
No, but Rich was
and
so
that guy
he,
got an illegal
I don't understand
loan.
How you don't get
what
this,
is he
Rich?
Still doing?
He is not connected to Manafort and Cohen anymore. He handed this off. He passed it on because
no, but
it was
trying
not
to get
part
them to
of
flip
his.
Now, that's the whole thing. Is this is it's a domino effect? Okay, so we're going to find that you cheated about your wife. And what is this payments to women? Trump is a sleazebag. We all know that. He paid off some women so that they wouldn't come out. And,
well, the only thing that is anyone
what does that
really
have to do with anything?
Because if he used because he violated campaign law, first of all, which he's going to probably get slapped
right.
with a fine. And they're looking to see if he used campaign funding for it. He went on Fox and Friends yesterday and said it was his own money. It wasn't campaign money.
Yeah, he's got
so
plenty of money of his own.
That's right, but that's really what that's what they're looking for right now. There isn't anything
nothing...
else they're going to get yes. from that. So,
right,
I don't know. It's,
let me just now you two had a good conversation. I'm going to go one step further and get off of the Manafort Cohen.
Hold on,
Doug.
Just go ahead. But this just goes to show you are right. The news is focused on this, and there's no there.
Yeah, and so. To sort of
well,
one up on
Cohen's
that.
Going to jail for 65 years. There's obviously something there. No one goes to jail for
totally
65
unrelated
years.
To what they initially wanted to investigate.
Right, but it's still right. This is still the president's personal attorney, though, and so obviously
well,
that's not. If that was Obama's personal attorney, it would be news too.
Well, you know, I get really tired of the Bahama, of the Obama
I'm
stuff.
I'm just saying,
back
any
and forth.
If you want to go back and forth with the left
yeah,
and the right,
that
who
is,
gets the coverage?
That stuff,
you know.
The people on the right think they always have to go back to Obama and Obama this and Obama that.
No,
Obama's not the president anymore.
I bring
that's
up Bill Clinton
mirror.
As Bill Clinton it
they
went
the
through
same
the same garbage that
right.
Trump is going through.
Yeah,
right.
Right. And it gets you nowhere. All it does is basically demonstrate the seedy side of
this
American
is the way
politics
works now.
And then
but this isn't
you wonder
unique
who's
to,
running
to the
country.
U.S. This
well,
happens
it isn't,
in every,
but
in every
on.
Country. It's the same Aren't thing.
We supposed
a scandal
to be
is a scandal.
Better, yeah, but it's all about the salaciousness of it and
yeah.
right?
not running
That's why it's a
the
scandal.
Government. Meanwhile,
JFK
we all suffer
was out
because
sleeping with everybody and their brother and paying everybody off.
But no one knew back then. The media coverage.
Well,
the
there wasn't
had
social media and there wasn't 24/7
yeah.
media.
Right.
And
right.
all of the media knew. Everybody knew. They just didn't report it.
Well, there were a lot of people knew
now.
That FDR was faking it in the wheelchair
right,
for
yeah.
part of the
right.
time he was in the White House. And what a he was a womanizer and big smoker and drinker, and that never got any attention at all. None. Zero.
So the difference is
the
24/7 media and social media.
We live in the world of reality TV, and our the news is reality TV. Everything is. So
it, well, you don't
life's
even know
different.
What the news is anymore. That's the thing.
Yeah, what is news?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all opinion and conversation
now. Facts. Now it's not facts anymore. It's all that crap. Meanwhile, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on Mueller and his ego to try to justify his reality and his existence in the party circuit. And
that's
so
brilliant.
What do we have? We have nothing to show for.
Now, what does this show for the IRS, okay? That we have to create this case around Russian collusion to find a couple of tax cheats that the IRS apparently was too incompetent to find on their own.
The IRS is a mess. It has been.
Of course
it's
is.
Always it's like the post office.
Flat tax, baby. Boom.
Yep. That's
Get
it.
Rid of it all.
Richie on that. All right.
Write your check for 17%. It's over.
See you later. All right. It's 43 past the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. We'll get to Manafort and Cohen, or maybe we won't. We'll see whether we think.
Didn't we just do that?
I actually want to talk about the Pope and the church sex scandal because I think that needs to get some much more light than it has had, frankly. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here in the review. First, I want to talk to you about your teeth and your smile. If you wore braces, I think we established during the week, Victoria, you wore braces. Richie, you wear braces when you were a kid?
I did. Yep.
Did you?
Long time.
Must be the only one here who didn't.
5 years, those things attached to my gum. Oh, my God.
So what happens as you get older, after you've had those braces on, it affects your teeth, the color of your teeth, because you can't brush them. So there are stains and things that that stay there, even if you're trying to do all kinds of things to whiten up your teeth again. And so the perfect way for you, I want your attention focused, if you will, for a moment, on the perfect way to cleanse off some of those old stains that are on your teeth that not even your dentist can get off. And the way to do that is to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes, no messy strips, none of that stuff you leave in your mouth for 30, 35 minutes and leaves a horrible aftertaste. Your gums are all messed up. Nope. This is Power Swabs. The swab is really what describes it. It's a little tube. You snap it open, and on the end of it is a Q-tip that has all this very interesting natural tooth detergent and whitening agent that'll start cleaning up your teeth in 5 minutes. Clean up your teeth. Just snap, swab, and smile. Coffee, tea, smoking, wine, all that stuff, and the braces, all will have their, they'll have met their match with Power Swabs. Remove the stains on your teeth, your caps, your veneers. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it right here. Mention Doug Steffen or DJV, 50% off, 800-208-1797. I said, yes, you heard me right. I said you'd get 50% off the retail price, and you will. Plus, you'll get the best-looking teeth you've ever had. Shine them up, 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs. Tell them you heard about it here, and you get 50% off. 800-208-1797. Top 10 stories according to Talkers Magazine for this past week. Let's go through them one by one, starting at number 10. What's gone on in the world of sports, sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera. Preseason, people interested in football to a point. Number 9, the wildfires and air quality as a result of that in the western part of the country. Number 8, more hacking allegations with Microsoft in the focus and the Russians together. Number 7, the Representative Duncan and his wife, Margaret Hunter, in the focus, indicted on campaign finance irregularities. Asia Argento sexual assault case is number 6. The church sexual assault and abuse scandal continuing, number 5. Trump and South Africa, number 4. The Molly Tibbetts murder case, number 3. The Trump investigations into everything from soup to nuts, and Manafort and Cohen going to jail. That's the number 1 story this week on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. According to the CDC, there are more than 7 million children in the United States who suffer from asthma.
Kids will describe it as feeling like they're breathing through a straw.
Dr. Martha Hartz, head of the Division of Pediatric Allergy and Immunology at the Mayo Clinic Children's Center, explains what happens.
It's recurrent bronchospasm. So it's inflammation inside the airways. What is going on in the airways is swelling of the lining of the airways and increased mucus production.
When it comes to treating asthma, Dr. Hart says
there are two types of medications we use for asthma. One we call the rescue medication or the symptom reliever. And we have people use that if they experience symptoms of cough, wheeze, or shortness of breath.
The other is an inhaled corticosteroid, which is used to prevent the onset of symptoms. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey guys, it's Victoria Keelan here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel so much better. I can't tell you how much more energy I have. Hey, it takes a lot to get up early in the morning. So, how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. And let's face it, our food was really different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we all feel so run down. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. Get ready to have more energy. I drink it every morning. It's not available in stores. You have to go to GetTheTea.com. And remember, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
On the people side of things, the official list from Talkers Magazine starts with a focus at number 10 on Mr. and Mrs. Hunter, Representative Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret. Number 9, Asia Argento and her claims of, she claimed Weinstein sexually assaulted her, but apparently she's been accused of sexually assaulting some younger man a number of years ago. Nancy Pelosi is at 8, Jeff Sessions 7, Molly Tibbetts number 6, Rudy Giuliani is at 5, Robert Mueller is at 4, Michael Cohen is 3, Paul Manafort is 2, and Donald Trump is at the top position again. The focus on all of these people and their connection. I mean, if you look at it, look at the connection. The top 5 are all connected, and 7 is. You can make the argument that 10 is, well, all connected to Trump. So that's it, the people list from the folks at Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right. So Pope Francis has issued a letter to all Catholics condemning sexual abuse by priests and calling for those who perpetrate or cover up the crimes to be held accountable. A lot of allegations floating around this month in the Pittsburgh diocese, connections to priests and the Monsignors and the Archbishop and the whole diocese is rotten to the core as far as I can see. And these things continue. This is as bad as Boston. Been covered up forever and ever. Finally, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office is getting involved in the act. Clergy abuse, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boys abused by just this one priest. But how deep, again, does it go? We're asking the same questions that were asked after the spotlight.
You think it's still
interview.
Happening, though? This is all decades old stuff. Do you
No, I think it's some of it's still going on. And the Catholic Church, really, the Pope, I like. But apparently there's so much bureaucracy, he can't even cut through the mustard. Get rid of these people. Why are they still there? Why is there any question? Why are you hiding? That's the question for those of you who are Catholics.
Doug Steffen, do you think there should still be a Catholic Church?
Not like this, I don't. No, not at all.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich, for asking that penetrating question. 10 before the hour.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to think about what's been going on this week in the world of technology as Doug Steffen presents Victoria Keelan and her top five items from the world of technology and how they impact you. Starting at number five, we'll work our way to number one, the folks at Facebook versus the Housing and Urban Development Department. This ought to be a good one. What do we have here, Victoria?
This is two things that you don't expect in the same sentence, right?
Right.
But federal regulators are alleging that Facebook's advertising tools allow landlords and real estate brokers to engage in housing discrimination. They allege that Facebook, through their algorithm and their targeted ads, it allows advertisers to exclude certain audiences based on if they're disabled, on their race, their religion, things like that. And so the government says that they're now trying to figure out if Facebook is if they're a content creator or if they're merely a transmitter of user content, and that's really the splitting of those hairs is really going to affect the outcome of this. So if they are content creators, then I believe they're on the hook for this, and if they're not, then they're just merely the messenger, and so they won't have any ramifications.
All right, number four on our list, a focus on Netflix.
Netflix has confirmed that they have begun testing a new ad experience. Oh, hello, it's a commercial.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who have been who are testing this software out now, they're not liking it. Essentially, what happens is if you're binge-watching a show, before it goes on to the next episode, it's now forcing you to sit through a trailer for a different Netflix show, and there's no way you can opt out of it. So a lot of people on Netflix have been taking to social media this week to let Netflix know that they are not happy with that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep.
All right, next up, Instagram.
Well, Instagram, back in April, they took a pretty strict action against a particular class of drug-related hashtags. So they started eliminating hashtag OxyContin, fentanyl, and opiates, and now they've taken it one step further. In the past, you could still find some of those posts. Now, even if you try to search any of those hashtags, everything has been removed. The reason that they did it is because the FDA said that social media platforms like Instagram are harboring dark web players and dealers. And these are not like kingpins. These are street level dealers who are selling, OxyContin and fentanyl and on all the opioids that unfortunately so many people are addicted to. So now Instagram doesn't want any part of that. And so they've really cracked down on it, which I think is great. So kids don't have access to that.
All right. Number two.
The FDA has approved the first smartphone app for contraception. It's called Natural Cycles. And so what happens is every morning women use this digital thermometer that is attached to the app to take basal body temperature, which is a sign of ovulation. And so you're supposed to take your temperature every morning, log the data into the app, and then apparently the app will tell you, watch out on days that you're fertile if you're trying to not get pregnant. And if you are wanting to use it to get pregnant, then it'll tell you days to, get busy. So it's $79 a year, and it's another $10 a month to use the thermometer. A lot of women, this was a big story amongst women this week, a lot of women do not trust a smartphone app. A lot of doctors have come out saying, especially for younger women, if their menstrual cycles aren't really regular yet, that usually happens with age, that this could just really be a disaster. Sweden tested something similar to this, and they approved it, and there were something like 30-something unwanted pregnancies as a result of it. So this is not getting my endorsement, Natural Cycles.
Doesn't sound like
but
it.
Hey, if you want to use it to get pregnant, then go for it. It's expensive, but hey.
Yeah. All right, number one, very significant because it shows you, or you'll hear if you haven't heard this story, what a bunch of buzzards the Verizon people are.
Yeah, as wildfires raged in California this summer, one fire department's response was impeded by an unexpected problem, data throttling. Now, what that means is their data speeds were slowed down to the point that they couldn't even connect with each other while these fires are raging, and the Santa Clara Fire Department was trying to communicate, and they couldn't use their cell phones. None of the data was working. They called Verizon numerous times and said, hey, we've got unlimited data. We're paying for this. Why are you throttling our speeds? Verizon wouldn't fix the problem until they upgraded to another more expensive package, and then the fire department was finally able to get speeds that were fast enough to help them communicate and figure out how to get to the fire effectively. This is exactly what we feared when net neutrality was repealed, and these are types of stories that we're going to be hearing a lot more of if states don't intervene and stop companies like Verizon and AT&T from doing this.
They really are a bunch of crumb bums. I'm going to tell you, they are the worst. Unfortunately, they have the best coverage, but they are dealing with cretins when you deal with that bunch. All right, 59 after, that's the overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRocha. A gunman opened fire Sunday at an online video game tournament as it was being live-streamed from a mall in Jacksonville, Florida. Two people died before the gunman fatally shot himself in a rampage that wounded several others. Meanwhile, heavily armed agents were at a Baltimore townhouse that was home to the father of the 24-year-old suspect. Within 24 hours of the passing of Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer wants to rename one of the Senate buildings after his colleague.
Senator Schumer says, as you go through life, you meet few truly great men. John McCain was one of them and deserves to be remembered that way.
Nothing will replace his memory, but I will be introducing a resolution into the Senate to rename the Russell Building after John McCain, so that future generations who work there and future generations throughout America will remember him.
Schumer, a Democrat, says the Republican McCain never let party stand in the way of truth. The Russell Building is named after Democratic Senator Richard Russell, Jr., a segregationist who was also governor of Georgia. Julie Walker, New York.
Meanwhile, a week of services are planned in Arizona and Washington, D.C., before McCain is interred at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Eight people, including six children, killed when a fire broke out before dawn Sunday at a Chicago apartment. Two other people were hospitalized. The average U.S. price of regular gas now $2.91 a gallon. That's a 2-cent drop over the past fortnight.
This drop more than reverses the rise that we saw in the prior two-week period. And from here, it may decline a bit more.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price in California was $3.61 a gallon, down a penny from 2 weeks ago. The lowest was $2.51 in Jackson, Mississippi. More at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20.
New Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his new team will help build a better Australia.
My plan is for an even stronger Australia. It'll focus on keeping our economy strong, keeping Australians safe, and keeping Australians together. And that is the task that I've set for this team as I've gone through the process of inviting them to be part of this.
Morrison, who won a ballot of government lawmakers for the leadership on Friday against rival Peter Dutton, says his peacemaking cabinet does not punish his rivals in a bruising power struggle that ousted his predecessor, Malcolm Turnbull, just days ago, and has also divided a government that lags in opinion polls. A Tesla driver who said he thought his car was in autopilot mode crashed into the back of a fire truck in San Jose over the weekend. The accident happened early Saturday morning. No one was injured. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. At the movies this weekend, Crazy Rich Asians is all about dynamics on screen, but it turns out that's helping at the box office, too.
We've been dating for over a year now, and I think it's about time people met my beautiful girlfriend.
Going to the movies hasn't been a big thing for many older first-generation Asian immigrants, whether because of the crowds, the language barrier, or ticket prices.
I hardly know anything about them. Every time I bring them up, they change the subject. Maybe his parents are poor, and he has to send them money.
But Crazy Rich Asians is bridging the generation gap, with many younger Asian Americans talking their parents into seeing the first movie in 25 years with an all-Asian cast.
It takes guts. Coming all the way over here, facing its family.
In its second weekend, Crazy Rich Asians attracted almost as many people as it did in its debut. I'm Ben Thomas.
And you can check out more news and get more analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
.com.
I'm Greg Bell in Comedy Time as we begin with Ezra Stone as teenager Henry Aldrich. And later, Jack Benny and his talented cast broadcast live from a military base in San Diego, performing for an audience of U.S. Marines during World War II. Broadway playwright Clifford Goldsmith created Henry Aldrich. Although the high school was initially just a minor character, in Goldsmith's 1938 stage production, What a Life. But radio star Rudy Valli saw the play and asked the writer to create some skits which centered around Henry for his variety show. It was a success, and the Aldrich family debuted as a 1939 summer replacement for the Jack Benny program, then got its own time slot that fall. This example is from the evening of March 8, 1942.
The Aldrich Family, written by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry Aldrich. Brought to you by the puddings that are tops in taste. Jell-O pudding.
Do you remember when you were in your teens? Well, when you listen to Henry Aldrich and his pals, we think you'll sort of be able to detect a little of yourself. For Henry Aldrich is a typical American boy from a typical American family. Just listen and see if I'm not right. It's noon in Centerville, and as the scene opens, Henry and his pal Dizzy Stevens are just coming down the stone steps of Central High School on their way to lunch.
Well, Dizzy, what I want to know is where it could have gone. Listen, a lunchbox isn't something a person just overlooks.
Well, you certainly overlooked yours.
Oh, no, I didn't. Somebody took mine. And boy, I didn't eat any breakfast this morning.
Can't you buy anything?
How am I going to buy anything? The only thing I've got in my pockets is this knife.
Gee whiz, Henry. You wouldn't like to sell that knife, would you?
Oh, no. It's got two blades, a corkscrew, and a combined can opener and nail file.
I'll give you 20 cents for it.
No.
I'll give you 30 cents.
No. Say, Dizzy, I think I know who took my lunch.
Yeah, who?
Irwin Cooper, and he's right over there. Hey, Irwin.
I'll wait here.
What do you have, Henry, my boy?
Irwin, I don't like to insinuate anything, but you haven't by any chance seen my lunch, have you?
What are you trying to do? Kid me?
Don't you have the locker next to mine?
What if I have?
Well, I remember distinctly when I put my lunchbox in my locker this morning, you were standing right by it.
Go on.
Now, wait, Irwin. Don't try to walk away. Irwin. Hey, Irwin.
Hey, Henry. What do you think just happened to me?
What?
Do you remember Violet Hawkins?
Who's she?
The girl I always wanted a date with and never dared dream she'd even look at me.
I don't know her.
Sure you know her. She's the one that slapped me in the face the time I tied it to the desk.
Did she just slap you again?
No. Wait till I tell you. She just asked me to be a partner at the class picnic.
She did?
Sure. Who are you going with?
Oh, I haven't asked anyone yet.
You're not supposed to. You have to wait until a girl asks you.
I do?
Sure, hasn't anyone asked you yet?
Well, I've been too busy for anyone to ask me. How could they even find me when I've been here, there, and everywhere looking for something?
I found you.
Dizzy, do you happen to know the name of that girl in our class with blonde hair?
With blonde hair?
Yeah.
That's the way half of them are.
No, she's the one that when she speaks, it's in sort of a low voice.
Oh!
You know who I mean?
No.
Well, I'll tell you, Dizzy. She wears high-heeled shoes, and Irwin Cooper is crazy about her.
Oh, I think I know the one you mean. That darn girl, Henry.
What's the matter with her? Boy, I wish she'd ask me to go to the picnic.
Henry, do you realize what you're doing with that knife?
What?
You just cut your tie in two.
Gee whiz, and that was one of my best.
Henry, you ought to sell that knife before you do some real serious damage.
No.
I'll give you 50 cents for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, with 50 cents you can buy out the school cafeteria.
I'm hungry, but I'm not going to sell this knife. And besides, look.
What is it?
I just found 10 cents in my pocket.
Are you sure that isn't mine?
How would your dime get in my pants pocket?
Well, I had a dime and change this morning.
Gee, was Dizzy. Stand in front of me, quick.
What's the matter?
Come on, let's go across the street to the Haven's drugstore. Hurry up, Dizzy.
Hey, wait for me, Henry.
Henry, somebody's calling
you. It's Agnes Lawson. She ruins every lunch hour I have.
Yeah, well, I'm going to leave you before she ruins mine.
Dizzy, come back.
Henry, I want to ask you something.
I'm busy, Agnes.
But wait, Henry.
What for?
Henry, do you like fried chicken?
Why, like what?
Do you like peanut butter sandwiches?
How many do you have?
Do you like deviled eggs?
Listen, Agnes, I'll take anything.
Well, how would you like to take me to the picnic?
You mean you haven't got any of those things with you?
Of course I haven't. Would you like to be my partner, Henry?
Well, the only thing is...
Oh, has somebody else asked you?
Well, somebody asked me not to accept any offers until I see about something else.
I love to put up a lunch, Henry. I just get the biggest kick out of it.
Don't talk any more about food, Agnes.
Huh?
I'm starved. The last class I had was in nutrition.
Oh, gee, that's too bad, Henry.
Gee whiz, I'm hungry enough to eat a well-balanced lunch. Say, Agnes, You know who that was that just went into De Haven's drugstore there?
Just now?
Yeah, that girl with blonde hair and high-heeled shoes.
Oh, come on, let's go in and see.
Oh, I don't think you better go in, too. I'm going in to meet a couple of the fellows in here.
Oh, you are? Well, will you let me know about the picnic, Henry?
Yeah, give me 3 days, Agnes. But if you'd rather not wait that long, I'll understand.
Goodbye, Henry.
Hey, Henry.
Hiya, Homer.
Henry, come over by this table a minute.
What'll you have?
Do you know who that girl is sitting at the counter?
Which one?
The blonde with the blue eyes.
Yeah, isn't she a beauty, though?
You couldn't loan me a dime, could you?
Well, that's all I got myself, Homer.
I'll pay you 25% interest.
No, I've got to go over to the counter and get my lunch.
I saw her first, though, Henry.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Oh, yeah. I guess this young lady was here first.
Oh, well, I haven't decided yet.
Oh. Mister, is that baked ham there?
Yes, sir.
What's that next to it?
Roast beef.
Oh. What's this?
Sliced chicken.
Well, I'll take apple pie.
Apple pie.
A small piece. That's a nickel, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Put a scoop of ice cream on it.
Could I trouble you for a paper napkin, please?
Oh, sure. How many would you like?
Just one.
Here, gee whiz. Take the whole container.
Do you want whipped cream on that pie?
Well,
no extra charge.
Shoot the works.
Hey,
Not bad.
That'll be 15 cents.
15 cents?
Nickel for the pie, dime for the large ice cream.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Only, did I happen to order ice cream in the first place?
You don't want this?
Well, would it be an awful lot of trouble if I didn't take it?
You mean I gotta dismantle this thing?
Yeah, well, I'm afraid so.
Listen, what do you want?
Well,
Could I have the menu, please?
Oh, sure. You wouldn't like a piece of apple pie on me, would you?
Oh, I don't think I should.
Well, why not? Gee whiz, mister, one apple pie and, I think I'll take the same.
Just plain?
Yes, sir, plain. Well, it certainly seems good to have spring here.
Mm-hmm.
I like spring. I like to go on picnics, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you going to the class picnic?
Well, I'm not saying yet.
Buddy, what's the idea of shaking pepper all around?
Gee whiz, mister, I didn't even know I had it in my hand.
Would anyone mind if I should take ice cream on my pie?
You want ice cream, too?
Large or small?
Well, I think I'll take, small.
Not large?
How about you, buddy?
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think I'll eat anything at all.
I must be hungrier than you.
Yeah. Frankly, I was just going to eat to kill time anyhow.
Oh, could I have a chocolate malted, too?
A chocolate malted?
One chunk!
Yes, sir. One chocolate malt.
What is your name?
My name's Henry Aldridge.
My name's Geraldine Love.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Gee whiz. Geraldine Love.
Who takes the check?
I'll pay for it. I wonder if...
Who are you looking for?
I just thought there might be someone in here I know.
Who?
Wonder whether there could be anyone outside looking for me. Would you mind excusing me for just a second while I step out?
How about this check?
I'll be right back. Dizzy? Hey, Dizzy.
What do you have?
Come here. I'm in a terrible position.
What happened?
Hurry up. Here's my knife. Give me that 50 cents.
I haven't got 50 cents anymore.
No?
No, I've been getting something to eat.
Haven't you anything?
Just 30 cents.
Well, gee whiz, that'll make 40 cents. Give it to me. Here's the knife.
Oh, did you decide to eat after all?
Only in a way I did.
Well, here, gee, thanks.
So long, Henry. Yeah, I've got to go back in.
Was anyone out in front?
Was there? And was it a good thing I saw him?
That'll be 20, 30, 40 cents.
Oh, is that all?
Aren't you going to eat anything?
Gee, if you could have seen the lunch I brought from home.
Oh, you've already eaten?
I stuffed myself.
Hey, Henry.
What do you have, Dizzy?
Your mother's out here.
My mother?
Henry, dear, I've been looking all over for you.
Is somebody sick, Mother?
No, dear. You left your lunchbox at home in the living room.
Mother.
Well, dear, you can't go all day without anything to eat.
But, Mother, I've had more than enough. I left that box home on purpose.
Hi, Geraldine. Is that you in there?
Oh, Oh, hello, Irwin.
Listen, where did you come from, Irwin?
Oh, I see you found your box, Henry. Now maybe you can eat something.
Henry.
Mother, do you mind if I change the subject for just a minute? I want you to meet Geraldine Love.
Hello. Come on, Irwin. Let's go over to school.
Okay.
It was nice to have met you, Henry.
Gee whiz, she's gone.
Who is that young woman, Henry?
She's the best-looking girl in school, Mother.
She's hardly the best-mannered.
But you don't really know her. And while I appreciate your bringing this lunchbox, I do think you could have handed it to me more cautiously.
Henry, Agnes Lawson's mother phoned this morning.
Well?
She said I wanted to know whether you would like to go to the class picnic with Agnes.
I hope you didn't tell her I would.
Well, why wouldn't you, dear?
Mother, I couldn't possibly.
Why not?
Because.
Henry, there isn't any girl you know quite as nice as Agnes.
But, Mother, she can't begin to compare with Geraldine.
I'm sure she isn't as rude as that young woman.
You're just jumping at conclusions.
Henry, Agnes's mother has always been so nice to you.
And so is Agnes. But she's still not my idea of a girl I'd like to go on a picnic with.
Then I don't think you should accept any more of her hospitality.
Henry, say! Henry, aren't you going to be late to class?
Oh, hello, Agnes.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Aldrich. The last bell may ring any minute, Henry.
Well, there's still lots of time, Agnes.
Henry, don't you think this would be a good time to tell Agnes what we were just discussing?
But, Mother, look at the clock. I didn't know it was so late.
It won't take 1 minute.
What is it about?
Well, Agnes, would you like to have me go to the picnic with you?
Oh, Henry, of course.
Well, I'd like to go with you.
See that, dear? It didn't take 1 second.
Oh, I'm so glad you can go, Henry.
I think I'd better hurry.
Do you mind if I walk with you?
No.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, Mrs. Aldrich.
Well, when are you going to eat your lunch?
During music.
Oh, Henry, let's hurry across the street.
Oh, Henry Aldrich.
Oh, gee whiz, Geraldine.
Could I see you alone, Henry?
I'll wait for you right at the entrance, Henry.
You better go right on in, Agnes.
Henry.
Well?
Henry, Irwin Cooper can't go to the picnic. Would you like to be my partner?
I? Be your partner?
Of course.
Well, gee whiz.
Would you?
The only thing is...
Has someone else asked you?
I can fix it, all right. I can fix it. I'm sure I can.
Really?
Of course.
Oh, Henry. Henry, I'm so thrilled you can go.
Gee whiz, think how I feel. I'm going with you. Boy, I'm going with you.
Can you bring the lunch, Henry?
I bring it?
Oh, I just hate to put up an old lunch.
Sure, I'd be very glad to.
Oh, my goodness, we better hurry.
Henry! Hey, Henry, I've got a message for you. Come here.
What is it, Dizzy?
Come here.
Could you excuse me, Geraldine?
You won't forget, Henry.
Forget? How could I?
Listen, Henry, let me tell you, boy, you're going to pass right out.
Why?
I fixed it up for you.
You fixed what up for me?
To go to the picnic.
With who?
The girl you said you wanted to meet.
But I just met her.
Oh, no, Henry, that isn't the girl you wanted to meet. I just talked to the one you want. She's crazy to have you go.
But, Dizzy, I've already got a date with this one.
It's too late to tell the one I've talked to you can't go, Henry. She busted a date purposely. Boy, aren't I your pal?
I'll say you're my pal. That makes three girls and one picnic.
You're listening to The Aldridge Family. We'll be back right after this short break.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And now let's head back to Ezra Stone starring in The Aldridge Family on When Radio Was.
When we left him, Henry, through no fault of his own, was dated with three girls for the class picnic. Now the scene opens on the morning of the picnic. Henry, wearing an apron, is working in the Aldridge kitchen.
Mother, is this all the wax paper we have?
Well, Henry, you've already used two rolls.
But I'm making the sandwiches big.
May I ask how big Geraldine's mouth is?
Look, Mother, look at this swell bottle of stuffed olives.
Where did you get enough money to buy those?
I sold a picture that was up on my wall. Mother, I wonder why Geraldine doesn't like to put up a lunch.
What did Agnes say when you told her you couldn't go with her?
Very little.
Well, Henry, I still don't like it.
But don't you think it was all right for me to tell the girl Dizzy fixed up for me that I couldn't go?
That was entirely different.
Henry! What's become of the portable phonograph that was up in my room?
Mary, I meant to speak to you about that. Do you need it today?
What's more, I'd like to know what became of that pillow that was up in my room.
Well, which one?
The Princeton one.
Couldn't I borrow that if I'll take very good care of it? I'm going to rent a canoe, Mary.
Why can't you take my Harvard pillow, Henry?
Gee whiz, as though I could ask any girl to sit on Harvard.
Why not, Henry?
Well, in the first place, it's coming out at the seams.
So Agnes will notice that.
Agnes? I'm not going with Agnes.
I thought you were.
Mary, didn't you tell Agnes?
Tell her what?
Mary. Mary, the message I gave you.
When?
When you were going over to her house yesterday. I called downstairs to you.
I didn't hear you.
But you must have. I said, Mary, will you please tell Agnes I can't take her to the picnic because I have a very urgent engagement.
Well, I certainly didn't understand you, Henry.
Well, gee whiz, if that doesn't leave Agnes in an embarrassing position.
Why, Agnes?
Why, Agnes? She'll have to eat her lunch alone.
Oh, no, she won't, dear.
But Mother, I couldn't take her.
You certainly will, dear.
But what will Geraldine think?
You've known Agnes a great deal longer than you have Geraldine.
But Mother, haven't you caught on? I'm not fond of Agnes. If I take her, I'll be embarrassed the whole afternoon.
Mary, could you let me speak to Henry alone, please?
Yes, Mother. But I fully disapprove of the whole thing.
That's because neither one of you is a boy. And what's more, you've never had to take out Agnes.
Henry, I realize Geraldine must be a very pretty girl.
Well, she's beautiful, Mother.
Well, let's grant she's the most beautiful girl that ever lived. But don't you see how Agnes is going to feel? And her mother's always been so nice to you.
Oh, don't misunderstand me, Mother. I'm very fond of Agnes's mother. In fact, if it were a choice, I'd rather take her.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm not going to say anything more.
I see. Does that mean yes or no, Mother?
I've said all I'm going to.
Henry, Dizzy's at the front door.
Hey, Henry.
I'm coming, Diz. Henry, I'm in an emergency.
What's the matter?
Do you want to buy this knife? I'll let you have it for 50 cents.
It isn't worth 50.
You try to sell it to me for 50. And if you don't buy it, I won't have any lunch at the picnic.
Why not?
My girl can't go.
She can't, Dizzy?
No.
It would be your... Listen, Dizzy. If I'll fix you up with one of the swellest girls you ever met in your life, will you give me that knife?
Are you kidding me?
Do you like fried chicken?
Oh.
And peanut butter sandwiches?
Oh.
And deviled eggs?
Oh, sure I do.
Give me the knife, Dizzy.
Here, who is it?
Come here while I telephone. Boy, are you in luck. Hello, operator.
Gee whiz, what's she like?
She's a dream.
Yeah?
And she's got the swellest mother. Oh. Operator, I want walnut 373.
Walnut 3... Now, wait a minute, Henry. Isn't that Agnes's number?
Dizzy, her mother can cook.
I know, Henry, but I'm not interested.
She's got a lunch basket that's really a laundry hamper.
She has?
Mm-hmm. Oh, operator, the line's busy. Well, will you let me know when it isn't? Boy, am I going to have a swell time with Geraldine. You know what I'm going to do, Dizzy?
What?
Well, I'm going to rent a canoe.
Well, where'd you get the money?
I sold a set of books I never read. And hey, look at this phonograph.
Gee whiz, what did you sell to get that?
Oh, nothing. Want to listen to something swell? Ever hear anything like it, Dizzy? I got a pillow from Princeton, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to let Geraldine sit on it. Right in the middle of the canoe. And then, you know what?
And then what?
Well, you know that cove way over on the far side of the lake?
Yeah.
Boy, is that a swell place to eat lunch.
She was.
Hello?
Henry, look what happened to the record.
Hello, Agnes? Agnes, how would you like to have me arrange a very pleasant surprise? How would you enjoy going today with Dizzy Stevens?
What does she say, Henry?
Oh, no, Agnes, I think you've got the wrong idea of him.
What's that?
Oh, no, Agnes, he isn't like that.
Hang up, Henry.
Henry, to whom are you talking?
To Agnes, Mrs. Aldridge.
Henry, you are not to tell her you can't take her.
Yeah, but Mother,
did you hear me?
Yes. Hello, Agnes? I'd like to go with you. No, I'd be very glad to. I'll pick you up in about an hour. Goodbye.
Henry, could I have my knife?
Gee whiz. Am I going to have a swell time? Agnes and Geraldine, both at once. Do you see anyone coming, Agnes?
Well, maybe she changed her mind, Henry.
I'm sure Geraldine is coming. She told me she was.
Oh, couldn't we get into the canoe here? You know, I've always wanted to go in a canoe.
Haven't you ever been in one?
No.
Can you swim?
No, I can't.
Is that right? Oh, gee, look who's coming down the path.
Who is it?
Geraldine. I'll be back in a second, Agnes.
Oh, gosh, Henry, why don't you wait here on the dock?
Well, I've got to help her carry her sweater.
Hello, Henry.
Hello. So you came, huh? Let me carry your sweater for you.
Thank you ever so much. Henry, who's that down on the dock?
Well, it seems, Geraldine, there was a misunderstanding.
Henry, that girl isn't going with us, is she?
Geraldine, she's just a friend of the family.
But I asked you to go.
Well, I'm here to go with you. She's really going just for my mother.
Hi, Geraldine.
Now look,
who's
here.
Oh, Erwin Cooper, I thought you couldn't come.
I'm here, though. How are you, Henry? Glad to see you, my boy.
I'm glad to see you.
Oh, we're both glad to see you.
Henry!
Who's that calling you, Henry?
It's just a girl.
Henry!
Yes, Agnes.
Help me!
What's the matter?
Oh, Henry, look. She's got one foot on the dock and one foot in the canoe. And she's holding your lunch basket right over the water.
Hey, Agnes! Pull your legs together!
I'm gonna fall in.
Well, put that lunch basket down, Agnes.
I'm going.
Henry, look, he fell in.
Yeah, I know it. I'll pull her out. It's only 3 feet deep. Grab the canoe, Agnes. Stand up. Get your head out of the water. Agnes, don't be childish. Just get off your knees.
And then what?
Then wade in.
I'm coming, Henry.
Open your eyes. You're wading the wrong way. Here, give me your hand, Agnes.
All right. Here.
Come on now. Up.
There.
Now, don't drip in the lunch basket.
I won't, Henry. I'll just squeeze my dress out a little here and there. I'll be all right.
Now look, Agnes, don't you think you ought to go right straight home?
Oh, no. The sun's awfully warm. We can get in the canoe and it'll be dry by the time we get to the other side of the lake.
Where's Geraldine?
Oh, there she is. Look, out on the lake with Irwin.
Gee whiz. They're in a canoe. And they took my lunch basket.
Come on, come on, Henry. Get in this canoe with me, huh?
Sure. I'll get in.
Isn't it lucky you had this crimson pillow for me to sit on?
Yeah. Say, did you know your hair has all come down?
I let it down on purpose. Henry, do you mind if I play this phonograph while I lean back in the sun?
Well, if you have to.
My goodness, Henry. Aren't we lucky? Everything has ended up just beautifully.
I'm sorry, Mother, but I'm through with them forever.
Really, Henry?
I've never seen a girl yet that didn't turn out to be a disappointment.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just hard to please. Could you put some more sunburn lotion on me?
I'll ask Mary to.
Don't let Mary get near me. She'll put it right where my poison ivy is.
The Aldrich Family and the School Picnic from March 8, 1942. Although Ezra Stone was quite effective and popular in the role of teenager Henry Aldrich, he was actually in his mid-20s at the time. I'm Greg Bell, and as I mentioned earlier, that comedy series debuted on radio as a 1939 summer replacement for the Jack Benny program. Well, that's exactly where we're headed next on When Radio Was, as Jack and the gang broadcast before a live audience of U.S. Marines. It begins right after this break.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place. Great instrumental hits at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC, it's when you're looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was and Now, the Jack Benny program, which was broadcast live from a military base during World War II. While it began in 1939, the United States would not enter that war until December of 41, following the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. And this Benny episode is from just 3 months later, originally broadcast on the evening of March 8th, 1942.
The Jell-O program, coming to you from the Marine Corps base in San Diego, brought to you by Jell-O and Jell-O Puddings, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. For now, ladies and gentlemen, as I announced before, our program this evening comes to you from the United States Marine Corps base in San Diego.
Yes, sir.
The Marines who sail the seven seas on our battleships and cruisers, who pitch their tents in the blazing heat of tropical jungles, or face the wintry winds of the far north.
You said it.
So, without further ado, we bring you a man who thinks Marine is something to drop in your eyes, Jack Benny.
That's murine. I know the difference. Anyhow, hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. And, Don, that was a beautiful tribute you just gave to the Marines. They're a swell bunch of fellas, and they deserve it.
They certainly do. By the way, Jack, during the First World War, you were a Marine yourself, weren't you?
Me? Forget it, Don. Anyway, it sure is great.
Well, now, Jack, I'm sure these boys here are interested in your military record. Did you serve in the artillery?
No.
The infantry?
With my feet? Are you kidding? Forget it, Don. Forget it.
No. I'd like to find out. Which branch of the service were you in?
Come here, Don. I'll whisper it to you. Don, I enlisted in the for 3 years.
Oh, you were a sailor.
Quiet! Don, for heaven's sake, I want to be friends with these boys. God.
Oh, now there's no need of getting upset, Jack. Nowadays, sailors and Marines are the best of friends. Why, they're pals.
Pals, eh? Well, years ago when I was in the service, they weren't quite so chummy. I'll never forget one time when I was at the Great Lakes Naval Training Station. You know, I was in love with a girl, and so was this Marine, about 6'2".
Your girl?
No, the Marine. My girl was only 6 foot. That is, in her bare feet. Well, anyway.
Oh, didn't she wear shoes?
No, this was in the summertime. We both came up to this girl's front door one night, and the Marine said to me, where do you think you're going, tight pants? So I, I said I'm going to see Eva. That was the girl's name, Eva Slatko. So this Marine said to me, "Oh, you are, eh?" And I said, "Yeah, you want to make something out of it?"
And what happened?
What was that?
What happened?
Oh, the next morning I had 3 teeth put back in, and I haven't seen the guy since. I'm sorry, Don, I missed my place there for a minute. But as you say, Don, there's no reason why sailors and leathernecks shouldn't get along together. They're all fighting for the same cause. And after all... Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hi, boys.
Well, Mary, here we are in San Diego.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. The next time I come down here, it won't be in that Maxwell of yours. What a trip.
What's the matter with you?
I'm so black and blue, you think I went dancing at the Paris Inn last night.
Paris Inn? Oh, a dining and dancing spot, eh?
Dining, dancing, and raffling.
Well, I must go over there later.
So you had a pretty tough ride in the Maxwell, huh, Mary?
Don, it would have been a very pleasant trip if we hadn't had that blowout at San Clemente.
The blowout was at Laguna Beach. We came down in San Clemente.
All right, for 10 minutes, we were unidentified aircraft. All we had was a blowout.
And that silly experiment of yours. That's what held us up.
Mary, that experiment may not have worked, but it's ideas like that that the government wants nowadays.
What was it, Mary?
Oh.
Well, Jack didn't have a spare, so he bought 1,000 packages of gum and told Rochester to chew them into a tire.
Listen, if it had worked, I'd be famous. Well, look who's here. Goldilocks and his 3 curls. Hello, Phil.
Hiya, Jackson. Here I am, men. Tear down the roof. Thank you. Now I'm happy.
Then stop bowing.
Well, I'm thrilled, Jackson. It's sure great to be down here entertaining all these leatherheads.
They're leather necks. You're the leatherhead. However, I must say, I can't understand how I made that mistake before. However, I must say you got here on time for a change. Did you just blow into town, Phil?
No, we got in last night, and then Frankie, my guitar player, and me went down to Tijuana.
Tijuana, eh?
You know, on a Goodwill tour.
I'll bet. May I inquire what you boys were drinking?
A little Mexican buttermilk. Tequila, they call it.
Tequila? Say, I hear that's pretty strong stuff.
You ought to try it sometime, Jackson. First you swallow a glass of it, and then you chew on a lemon.
I see.
And after the 4th drink, if you ain't got a lemon, just chew your glass. It don't make no difference.
Well, that stuff must pack a wallop.
Yeah, and on our way home, we were hit by lightning, and we bent it.
After this short pause, we'll return with Jack Benny and the gang, right here on When Radio Was.
Hi, Lance Beck here, president of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last 5 decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We are giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but 1 entry per family. Provide your guests for total hours worked in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward. What shall we do
about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Jack Benny program on When Radio Was.
Well, Phil, now that we've heard about your adventures in Tijuana, how about playing a band number for the boys?
Okay, Jackson.
And play something nice, will you? Hold it a minute. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I was wondering, would you like to join the Marines?
Yes, I would.
Well, join us. We're going to the Paris Inn tonight.
Get out of here!
Silly guy.
Gee, I wish I could join the Marines, though. They're a red-blooded organization.
They wouldn't give you any whether you join or not.
I don't want any. Play, Phil. I can't understand how I made a mistake on that first spot. I don't know what happened to my script, you know? I can't understand how I made that mistake. Oh, well. That was he's 1A in the Army and A1 in my heart, played by Phil Harris and his internationally famous orchestra. Internationally famous meaning they're as well known in Tijuana as they are in San Diego. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Tijuana, they love me there.
Isn't it amazing? You can't insult the guy. How I made that mistake. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Jack, can I read my poem now?
Mary, I told you that you can't do any more of your silly poem.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Here I am.
Oh, hello, Dennis. Curtsy. Well, our little gang is all assembled.
Hey, is Joan Bennett here yet?
Quiet, that's our surprise. What a kid. Well, Dennis, are you enjoying yourself here in San Diego?
I sure am. I went to Balboa Park this morning, and what a zoo they got there. What a zoo!
You had fun, eh?
Yeah, and you know what, Mr. Benny?
What?
I saw a baboon there that looked exactly like Fred Allen.
Like... Like Fred Allen, eh? That's a good one. He has got long arms, you know. What was the baboon doing, Dennis?
He was picking fleas off another one that resembled you somewhat.
What do you mean?
Here's a peanut, Jack. Catch.
Thanks. Now cut that out. Say, I must go over and take a look at that baboon that looks like me. I've never seen one with big blue eyes. It must be quite a novelty.
What else you see there, Dennis?
Well, I saw lions and tigers and elephants, and then I saw a great big dinosaur.
Dennis, that's impossible. You couldn't have seen a dinosaur.
Of course not. She's in New York with Eddie Cantor.
That's dinosaur! Bill, that you're thinking of Dinah Shore.
Can I read my poem now?
Not now, Mary. I'm leading up to something. All right, Don. Dinah Shore.
Oh, Jack, this one is utterly fantastic.
Don, I won't go through this every week. Dinah Shore.
But, Jack, people are beginning to talk. Everybody says, there goes that goofy Wilson.
I don't want to hear another word about it. Now, go ahead. Dinah Shore.
Oh, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, the next time you have dinner, be sure to serve Jell-O for dessert. Because whether you dine at sea or dine ashore...
Wonderful.
You will find that Jell-O with its new locked-in flavor is America's favorite gelatin dessert. I'm sorry, Dinah.
Well, personally, Don, I thought it was very, very clever.
Too very, Jeff.
It's worth it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day, our tenor, will sing...
Wait a minute. I'm going to read my poem to these boys.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they can take it. That's one thing. What's the title of your poem, Mary?
Tell it to the Marines, but don't get tough about it.
Hey, you got something there. Proceed.
I salute all you Marines, old and young and in between. And I really think you're tops. You're just the guys to stop the jops.
Jops, you mean Japs.
Japs, Jops. Knocks the sukiyaki out of them.
Right. Continue.
You fellas fight on land or sea, in the air, up a tree.
They can fight anywhere.
And when you boys get liberty, you slug it out over girls like me.
Well, that keeps them in condition, I suppose. Go ahead.
I've gone with boys from Georgia Tech and Yale and Harvard by the peck. But here's one thing I'll say by heck. I'd rather neck a leather neck. Yeah.
The first half of a wartime episode of the Jack Benny program from the spring of 1942. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and you heard Jack, Phil, and Don joke about singer and actress Dinah Shore, with Harris even mentioning that she was in New York with Eddie Cantor. You see, at the time, she indeed was the featured vocalist on Cantor's NBC musical variety series, known as It's Time to Smile. It was one of Shore's first major radio gigs. Later, she would get her own series, and of course move to television in the early 1950s, and pretty much stay there into the 80s. Dinah Shore earned 8 Emmy Awards and 9 Gold Records, and received a prestigious USO medallion for a significant achievement. I'll share that with you and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as the U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers. He's the first man they look for and the last man they want to meet.
It wears a man down, living from day to day, waiting for a bullet in the back, and not knowing who to expect it from or when.
When folks come to Dodge, trouble often rides in with them. Young men making rash decisions, old men with old scores to settle, and hired guns with a very specific job to do.
You're marshal now, huh?
And you, soldier, gone to quarter here. Is that right?
That's right.
So you're here to kill me?
Yeah. I'm here to kill you.
Step inside the Long Branch Saloon for 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes from 1954. Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers is regularly $39.98. But WEN Radio WAS listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77.
All right, get your hands in the air, Tolliver. All of you. You're coming.
I can't see.
Order Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77. When this offer is over, it won't be back. Don't let this collection ride off into the sunset without you.
It's the end of a lot of things, Chester. A lot of things.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring liners are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Among her many achievements, I mentioned she was awarded a USO medallion. The reason? Dinah Shore is credited as the first entertainer to visit GIs on the front lines of World War II. I'm Greg Bell, and remember to take a little time and visit us at the website, WhenRadioWas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is...